Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Unbelievable. It's already Friday. These weeks go by like a twinkling of the eye, a batting of the eyelash. A week just flashes past us. It is Friday, the 22nd day of May, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Wide open phones today at 1-800-259-9231 on any news item, any issue, any story you wish to discuss. We've also got Bob Chapman for his customary once-a-week financial update, which is going to be particularly important today with all the big moves in the markets, the plunging of the dollar, and a lot more. Tony Gosling, who just is a great researcher on Bilderberg, runs Bilderberg.org, he's going to be joining us from England, and probably Jim Tucker popping in as well for a final update on Bilderberg 2009, because a lot of stuff comes out a few days after Bilderberg ends. And then we got this Dr. Jonathan Levy on. I saw him on a news show talking about the Illuminati tied into the Vatican Bank and a bunch of news and information along those lines, so I thought I'd get him on to get his take on it. That is coming up in the fourth hour today, so should be quite informative as well. And we will have open phones for all of these guests today. World Health Organization chief says world should prepare for severe flu. That's right, and they're saying that they need to have a big police state system in place by this fall when it's sure to devastate us, give up all our rights to a world government in the name of medical safety and stopping pandemics. So we'll go over that report. Also, the odds on the dollar, treasury bonds, and the U.S. government AAA grade rating all heading for the dumpster are shortening. And we have Bloomberg today. Geithner vows to cut U.S. deficit on rating concern. And Geithner is now terrorizing the United States, being an offshore banker that he is. A corporate looter saying we may lose our AAA rating. That will, of course, destroy confidence and probably do that, which is what these guys want. They like blowing out markets and consolidating. It's in their own statements. Again, a Market Watch, Wall Street Journal reporting that gold futures rose today for the fourth straight session, briefly topping $690 an ounce. Gold is right up at almost $960 an ounce right now. For the first time in nearly 2 months, as the U.S. dollar weakened against its major rivals on concerns of the U.S. credit rating. That is coming up, obviously, with Bob Chapman in the next hour. Also, New York terror plot, another government provocateur setup. You know, I mentioned this yesterday when it was big national news, but I didn't really cover it properly. So we'll go over that coming up in the next segment. Very, very important because it fits the shake and bake things the FBI does a couple times a year. It's always the same MO, always the same story, except for sometimes the feds actually give them the weapons and the bombs and have them carry out the attacks. Or they hire idiots and tell them, oh, you're going to take part in drills. You're now a secret agent. And then they burn them, and the people go to court and even have proof. Sometimes they record the feds telling them, you're a secret agent for America. We need you to drive this truck in here and park it. And they grab them and say, we got hardcore Al-Qaeda. We need to take the American people's guns, and Homeland Security needs to crack down on veterans and conservatives. See, they sell conservatives and the American people on, we're taking your rights and setting up this police state for the evil Muslims and evil terrorists and evil Middle Easterners. And then the minute they set it up, it's being used against the American people. It was designed to be used against us. Recession turns malls into ghost towns. We'll be going over that. Members of parliaments in England, express the fact that they're so depressed they may commit suicide over the expenses scandal. Now, this is a big distraction. You know, they'll talk about members of parliament engaged in petty corruption, which is bad enough, instead of the massive corruption being run by the illegitimate national security state government. So we'll break that down as well. And the New York Times attacked me savagely yesterday. We'll get into that. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello. eFoods Direct wants everyone to have food that tastes better than home cooking, but we have found some more people that we don't want to have our food. If you think pornography is protected free speech, but speaking to God in public prayer should be prohibited, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. If you think that automakers who create millions of jobs should be put out of business, but modern-day money changers who create nothing should be bailed out, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. If you think that schools should give kids condoms and teach abortion, but should ban Bibles on campus, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. If you think that the White House garden should be front page news while laws are passed making it illegal for you to have a home garden, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. For the rest of you, visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. Not sure what you need? 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The mainstream media continues to overlay lies on top of the truth and to spin as well, to take stories and focus in on minutiae or disinformation that they've planted in them. You will see literally hundreds of articles every day in news reports, one can see, where they tell you the economy's getting better, everything's great, just do what the central bankers tell you, and everything's going to be okay, and we're going to be out of this recession in just 6 months to a year. Now, remember, we were telling you 3+ years ago we were in a serious recession. And then, what, 8-9 months ago, they had to come out and admit, okay, we've been in a recession for over a year. But that itself is a lie, because if you look at it, since the mid-1960s, there has been a loss of standard of living across the board. And we've become a complete debtor nation since the 1960s, when we were the most wealthy nation per capita on the planet. We are now one of the most indebted nations on the planet, corporate, private, government. You see, the private central bankers don't want to fix the economy. They don't want you to do well. They think we have too high a standard of living. They want to bankrupt everybody and make us all poor and dependent on the state so they can engineer society to a greater extent by making us dependent on the system. And this is all stated over and over again by the establishment in their actual white papers that we quote ad nauseum. But the white papers aren't what gets quoted in the news. The news reports and parrots the false reality and the spin, the lies, the disinformation with a sprinkling of truth. While the establishment arrogantly converses with themselves at the international level, bragging about the great job they're doing, conquering the planet through economic degradation and physical warfare. And I'm going to get into the financial news coming up. We got a big show today lined up, but I watched Obama's speech yesterday. I watched his part of his speech at Annapolis at the Naval Academy this morning. And all he is a handsome guy who can speak well and has a nice cadence to his voice, reading off of a teleprompter. But the teleprompter did mess up a few times. You could see him getting very angry and having to wait for it to load. He'll even sometimes say, okay, waiting for the teleprompter to load. And if this is what the American people want to sell out to, and if the American people want to be bamboozled and conned and taken for a ride by the first Arab-American president, that is their problem. I mean, he is 50% Anglo-Saxon, and then he's less than 10% African, and the rest of the 50% is Arab. So I guess you could say he's America's first Arab-American president. And that's fine by me. So, I mean, they could sit there and watch the first Arab-American president, and I guess people think it's different because they told him he's black. I mean, everything is a hoax. I don't care if he's white or black or Arab or Chinese. I'd love to have a Chinese president. It could be a Venezuelan, as long as they were a U.S. citizen and born here. I don't care. We could have a Chilean president. We could have a South African president, whose mommy or daddy were from South Africa. I don't care as long as they leave my Second Amendment alone and don't take all my money and pay it to foreign bankers. But they make it all about how he's black. Well, I mean, if people think it's a fun ride to be taken on, to just sit there and watch a guy with darker skin read off a teleprompter and lie to him, it's really just pathetic. But I was watching him, and, he talks about our values. So he says that not following our values of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, but he dare not name them, emboldens our enemies and energizes them and makes us look bad worldwide, which is true. But he basically said, we're not doing this for goody-two-shoes human rights. This just makes us look bad. And so we're not going to do it. And so the speechwriters for Obama, everything they do is very seductive. It's all multi-layered. It's meant for all the major audiences and niches that are out there. He's got one for the war hawks who can't find Central Asia on a map but like to talk about glass parking lots and nuking people. He talks about getting tough on enemies and we'll defend America and we'll strike somebody, make no mistake. And we're going to keep America safe. I'm keeping my promise. That's why I'm not going to release these people, and I'm going to have indefinite detention. Then he goes on to criticize Cheney, and he says, but I'm not going to destroy America's values, and we are going to make sure that we change the way prisoners are held. And then he goes on to placate to Europe and placate to other nations. And so what this is an attempt at soft power. Now, if you strip away all of the smokescreen, all of the double and triple and quadruple talk, it's literally quadruple talk. I mean, I was sitting there running on the treadmill watching this and just thinking, wishing I had a notepad because it would be pages of notes of just all the subtle spin and lies and twisting and So they lay one lie on top of another, on top of another, on top of another, on top of another, with some spin and with some truth, and then with some more spin and some more lies, and then with some innuendo, and then most importantly, the key ingredient to this witch's brew of deception, this sorcery of lies, is the fighting with Cheney, the partisanship. That's then what sells the Democrats and people who aren't just Democrats, but that are repulsed by what Bush and his cronies did, though they were just puppets of the New World Order. The final ingredient, the toe of newt that they add into the witch's brew, is the partisanship. Because then, though people know they're getting triple talk and double talk and quadruple talk, and they're getting lied to, and people are catching it. They're saying, wait a minute, indefinite detention? That's what Cheney wanted. But it doesn't matter. Cheney's attacking Obama with a 9% approval rating, totally unpopular, most unpopular person in modern politics, in the history of polling. And so automatically, well, I guess if Cheney's saying Obama's bad and leaving us wide open to terrorists and wanting to put terrorists on the streets of America, which is a total lie, then Obama must be good. And then everything the globalists push for under Bush gets cemented into place. Secret arrests, secret detention, secret tribunals, secret military commissions, four citizens as well. I told you, because I read the executive order and statements months ago, it's all an end game. Excuse me, it's all in the Obama deception, that they're going to keep them at federal supermax prisons where U.S. citizens are held without their rights. And I was watching Fox News this morning, and they had the, I forget his name, black reporter from the White House saying exactly what I said they do, but saying it was good. He was saying it was good. That they're going to hold them at these supermaxes with no rights. And the reporter went on to admit that Zacharias Moussaoui's there, who wasn't the 20th hijacker, and that's been discredited and fake. But it doesn't matter. That's still good. And then the anchor, the dark-haired white anchor, I'm sure you Fox News listeners know their names. I don't. He's up there, and he says, but wait, Obama wants to release terrorists on the streets of America. No one has ever said they're being released on the streets of America, and no one has confirmed they're terrorists. Remember, they've been tortured for 5, 6, 7 years. That's admitted on over two-thirds of the intelligence briefings. You know, you'd hear, Al-Qaeda was planning to blow up the Sears Tower. Al-Qaeda was planning to blow this up. Al-Qaeda was planning to blow that up. We had absolute proof they were going to nuke Chicago. They were going to nuke D.C. They don't have nukes, folks. Al-Qaeda doesn't exist outside the CIA and MI6 and Mossad. That's just a historical fact. Who created Al-Qaeda to attack the Russians? Those three groups I just listed. Just a historical fact here. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. And so the big prize here is to set the precedent to have secret arrest, indefinite detention, and the argument of, well, we can't release these people because we don't have proof. This is word for word on MSNBC, CNN, and Fox. I was surfing back and forth. It was the same thing parroted over and over again. Well, we got to go ahead and keep America safe by indefinitely holding people without trial, though we don't have proof. And that's getting America's good name back. That's the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And you read the Military Commissions Act, and we've had top former JAG generals on. We've had top law school, top constitutional law scholars. But I can read the Military Commissions Act and tell you, I don't need them to tell you. I mean, I wrote the articles first, just, you know, pointing it out. People couldn't believe it. Then they looked at it. That Military Commissions Act, the military tribunals, says the president, the Justice Department, the Pentagon, or any other designates, just say they think you might be a terrorist, your citizenship is stolen, secretly withdrawn, you're snatched off the road or snatched out of your house, literally with a bag over your head, you're flown out on CIA aircraft when they're not crashing full of cocaine in Mexico, or in South Texas, or in Arkansas, or in Florida. You know, planes have crashed everywhere full of cocaine. Cops pull up, men in black show up, machine guns, they offload the cocaine, the police bow down, that's the end of it. They're throwing a few bags for themselves. So that's how America operates. And so they've just set the precedent, and they're just like, yeah, Obama, he fixed it. He's just going to set in stone the end of the Bill of Rights, end of Constitution, as the Democrats introduce legislation to ban U.S. citizens owning guns if they're on secret terror list. No more Bill of Rights, no more Constitution, just guilty, period. just because they say so, introducing bills to openly ban all free speech in America. The Cyberbullying Act just says we'll arrest anybody we want, no more free speech. They're saying we're going to go past free speech zones, just no protesting, period. Just absolute tyranny. Because America had to get rid of all its freedoms because there was a bunch of 14 and 15-year-olds at Guantanamo Bay. We just had to give up all our rights or they'd get us.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway, Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115 and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you for joining us. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. I'm going to start getting into the financial news ahead of our weekly visit with Bob Chapman. We're going to go to Robert, Tony, Justin, Josh, Donovan, and many others that are patiently holding. So, this is a new level of scientific disinformation that completely confuses the public. But, you know, I gave the parallel yesterday. If you want to understand it, make it simple for others. Obama and his handlers, Geithner and others, who are in seamless unison with the Bush cronies and their handlers, it's all the New York Fed running the country, the private offshore Federal Reserve known as the New York Fed. And they just wrap themselves in the American flag, but they're offshore parasites. They engineered the banker takeover. They engineered the economic implosion to consolidate wealth. They engineered the giant bonuses for the CEOs and corporate minions. And then Obama continued all of that and expanded it. And then comes out and speaks out against it and says he's going to fight it. And it's the same thing. Oh, he's going to end the Iraq war day one. He's going to end it immediately. We have those video clips, the Obama deception. Then, 8 months into the election, you know, 8 months before the election, he changes and says, oh, I'll do it in 16 months. Then 21. Then there's a revolt by the generals. And, oh, they say maybe forever. And then now it's just kind of a dead issue. And then whenever a brigade comes home, they just rotate it. The news doesn't say they're rotating a brigade. They say, look, troops are coming home. Troops are coming home. Yeah, being replaced by others. So they're overall increasing the amount of troops in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Middle East, into Central Asia. And they're moving more troops into Georgia and in doing drills and encircling Russia. Last time Bush did a drill on 888, the week before 888, NATO soldiers led a sneak attack against South Ossetia, and then our media is so evil and so corrupt that they came out and said Russia has launched a sneak attack. And it even fooled me for about an hour. I turned CNN on, and they said Russia has launched a sneak attack. And, you know, deep down, I'm America, you know, fight the commies, you know, even though they're not the commies. And I, you know, go on air and start saying, I don't know. You know, by the time I got on air, I was saying, I don't know. All these foreign reports say that NATO launched a sneak attack, but the news is saying Russia launched it. You know, we'll see. And then it came out within hours. It was a complete, total fabrication that inside the UN bases, U.S., Ukrainian, Georgian, NATO forces would walk up and shoot the Russians in the back. I mean, they were killing them in the barracks. This was a black op attack, the most dastardly sneak attack you can launch. Inside the bases, they were killing people in the machine gun nest right next to their fellow soldiers. For the first minutes of the attack, they were stabbing them. They were slitting their throats. They were grabbing them around the mouth and stabbing them in the kidney or slitting their throats so that they could then get past the sentries into the barracks and machine gun everyone in their beds. I mean, that's the level of sneak attack, ladies and gentlemen. That's what our media and government is. It launches sneak attacks on a government that has 10,000 nuclear weapons. In South Ossetia, where NATO in the early 90s launched attacks to break off that area and take it into Georgia. It's always been part of Russia. And Georgia's been part of Russia for hundreds and hundreds of years. And they have all their rights to break away if they want. But not because George Soros and the big central banks want to run heroin through there and launder money and run white slavery rings through there. Oh, I forgot Israel was there, admittedly. That was in Haaretz and Jerusalem Post running sneak attacks as well. I mean, this is lunacy, ladies and gentlemen. This is madness. They want a new Cold War to sell weapon systems. And they need a new Cold War so they can say, we're taking your rights and freedom in America because of the Ruskies. And we're taking your rights and freedom in America because of the Pakistanis. And who gave the Pakistanis the weapons? The United States, England, and Israel. That's on record, AQCon Laboratories. Oh, here, have some nukes. Now we've got to have war with you because you got nukes. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. We're only a few week and a half or so away from the release of the new Aaron Russo doc.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Forget how tyrannical this planet is, because there's also a lot of good that's got to be defended. See, when you ignore evil and rationalize it, tell yourself it's not your job to fight corruption, it runs rampant. We need a spirit of freedom and liberty and resistance to tyranny. We need to envision kicking the teeth in of the New World Order and figuratively bayoneting them right in their heart repeatedly. That's what it's going to take to win the prize of liberty and freedom for humanity. Look, I'm going to go to your calls, Robert, Tony, Justin, Josh, Donovan, and others. I got attacked by the New York Times. I also got attacked by several other newspapers on other issues yesterday, and I didn't even get to those yesterday because I only cover a story attacking me if it illustrates the mindset of the enemy, the delusion, the false reality they're in. And this New York Times is a doozy. I actually wrote 2 pages of notes about it last night and then ran out of the house late today and forgot them. But I'll try to do justice to this when I break it down before Bob Chapman comes on at about 15 after. In fact, when Bob calls in, let's get him in at 15 after so I have time to cover that, so I have time to go to calls here in a moment. Let me hit some of the financial news here. There are a whole bunch of mainstream news articles in the Associated Press, Reuters, you name it, today saying what we've been reporting for years, that China, India, Latin America, Russia, the Middle East, they're all moving, including Europe, away from the dollar and into the euro and into their own currencies. And now they're talking about the Chinese yuan. The Chinese currency, the Japanese currency, yuans, yens, all those different currencies over there, creating a basket that is the new world reserve currency. They've already created a basket of world currencies, but more and more the dollar is being removed out of that equation, and the basket's going to be made up of the Chinese currency and the European Union currency, the euro. And the dollar is going to be a toilet paper currency like the peso in Mexico or the Venezuelan peso or the Chilean peso or the Argentinian peso. And so that's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. And we're just seeing more and more signs confirming this is going to happen. And the mainstream media is saying it's probably going to happen. And so when they start pushing it, it means that it's getting close. When they start admitting it, and it's not interbank documents we're reporting on or former Treasury heads we're interviewing or New York Business School heads. I mean, you know, there are a lot of financial experts saying this for years. But when you start seeing it in Reuters, AP, Bloomberg, you name it, we got a big problem. Bloomberg writer Mark Gilbert addresses all three facts today. The world reserve currency loss, the bubble in treasury bonds may be ending, and the U.S. may very well lose its AAA sovereign credit status. The odds of the dollar, treasury bonds, and the U.S. government's AAA grade all heading for the dumpster are shortening. While currency forecasting is a mug's game and bond yields can't quite decide whether to divide towards deflation or surge in anticipation of inflation, every time I think about the credit rating, I hear what Agent Smith in the Matrix movies called the sound of inevitability. That's right. It's either going to be absolutely horrible Weimar Republic, Zimbabwean inflation, or it's going to be bone-crushing mega depression. And they can't balance in between those. I mean, you see the real economy dying right now. It's probably going to end up being hyperstagflation, the unknown black hole, you know, the singularity, never before seen. Hyperstagflation. We saw stagflation, supposedly didn't exist in the 70s. That was a slight taste of what banker false reality matrix can do. Several policy missteps suggest that investors should stop trusting and lending to the U.S. government. These include the state's pressure on Bank of America Corp to buy Merrill Lynch Co. And it just goes on. I'm going to cover more of it later with Bob Chapman. The point is, this is all by design. We have the IMF, World Bank documents, Bilderberg Group infiltrations. It's proven to be accurate with our 3-4 year out forecasting that what the intel we're getting is the real deal. That's what verifies intel. It's totally confirmed. They are going to gut us, and that's why they got Northcom standing by. That's why they got FEMA camps built. That's why Obama's setting the precedent for indefinite detention. That's why they're saying they're about to ban the Second Amendment and free speech. Open bills just blasting through Congress. But most of the public still partying, drinking margaritas, giggling, snickering. It's all funny. They have no idea. People are still, I watch them in restaurants when I'm in restaurants. I was in a restaurant last night, and they had a little TV set with Obama on it, and I was watching people watch Obama. They were just smiling, just, oh, just looking at him like, oh, he's their friend. You can watch the body language, feeling powerful through him, just like neocon followers would with Bush. And because they like to feel like they're part of the power structure and everything's going to be all right. And, oh, and they like the winner president. They like the slick president. They like the cool president. They like the powerful president. They like the fact they voted for the winner. Oh, he'll fix it all. If these silly people will just do just what he says and let the banks take over everything. But Geithner vows to cut U.S. deficit on rating concern. Yes. But see, everybody knows that's a lie. They're just pacifying everybody that, oh, we're going to fix it. We're going to cut the deficit. We're going to cut the government. We're cutting the government now. This is like a person who eats 14 steaks in front of you, huge buckets of cream, buckets of ice cream. They weigh 950 pounds, and they tell you they're on a diet as they sit there gobbling food as fast as they can while sitting on the toilet. I mean, that's what this, you know, the globalists are. That they're using the money to build their power base, build their world structure, while they destroy the economy and implode it. The real Main Street economy, the industries, the jobs, they run up an endless debt, impossible to pay back ever. $14.8 trillion spent in the last 7 months, according to Bloomberg and AP. Four foreign bankers to buy up real assets, leaving you the bill, and you got to pay interest on the money you give them. You're not just paying for this, folks. You're going to pay interest to them. You're going to pay them to take your money and enslave you. And that cop for $35,000 a year, especially as the economy gets worse, he'll do whatever he's told by these bankers. He doesn't even know what a banker is. He doesn't know what the New World Order is. Your yuppie neighbor. They'll rat you out when it comes down to it for bonus creds on their national ID card multi-pass, their travel pass. I'm not just singling out the police. This is an evil government. Yeah, I was hearing stuff from somebody in my office who worked in the city of San Marcos. And he was telling me about some of the police commanders and what they have. And this is somebody who I've known for years, doesn't make stuff up. And it just lets me know. I mean, it's just this government is so evil, ladies and gentlemen. It is pure evil at the top, and it's spreading like cancer through the body. Okay. So, listen to me carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to me carefully. They're going for broke. They're pulling out all the stops. They're going to give us no quarter. And I just want that to get through in everybody's heads. This is not a game. They're going for a hot, bloody takeover. That's why they don't care what crimes they engage in, what they do. They've passed the word to all their allied crime syndicates throughout the structure that they are going completely and totally wild. Period. 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 And the question is, what do we do about it? Well, we expose these criminals for who they are. We use, like in a judo move, their attack on us with the banker takeover to point out they engineered it all. That's the facts. We show how they're criminals. We show how they claim they're above the law, how the Fed can't be audited. And we just point out to everybody that the very bankers that engineered this crisis are getting more power out of it. And we push to restore the republic. And we got a good chance of doing it. If we believe in it and if we take action and if we don't listen to the PR siren song propaganda of resistance is futile, you have no hope, stand down. You know, there are beautiful women who are almost anorexic. You can walk up and tell them they're fat and they'll start crying and say, I know. They've been taught by Madison Avenue to feel inadequate and to feel like they got to buy all these products from the time they were, you know, 2 years old. But it's the same thing when the New World Order tells American people, you can't fight us, we're invincible, there's no way to beat us. They're a bunch of degenerate scum. All we've got to do is stand up and point out who they are and take action against them. It's just as ridiculous to a man who knows a woman's beautiful. When she, you know, when, I mean, it seems like the more beautiful the woman is in my life, And I've had a lot of beautiful girlfriends before my beautiful wife. They all think they're ugly. You know, the most beautiful woman is a good-looking woman who knows she's good-looking. That's the sexiest thing on the earth. The confident woman. There's nothing like it. But most women have bought the Madison Avenue lie. They are insecure about themselves. And again, it's the same mind trick. You're looking at this woman, you know she's totally gorgeous, beautiful person, great personality, sparkling eyes, and they think they're ugly. It's the same thing. We think we're weak. We think we don't have power. It's a lie. It's ridiculous. It's a fraud. Break the spell. Break the Madison Avenue programming. Break it now. All right, your calls are coming up, but I wanted to bring Jim Newcomer in here because gold is up to 960 today, and the futures, it's now above that. This is the end of the francs. This is the end of the sovereigns. They are running out quickly, and we've done these offers before. Nothing quite this good, but stuff close. And people, when it's gone, it's gone. Ted has instructed them. He's in Europe trying to get more gold and silver at an insane price. He's in Europe now. Jim Newcomer, chief metals analyst strategist at Midas Resources, is on the horn with us. Ted Anderson is in Europe right now. He's about to run out of the Lakotas, the Franklin silver half dollars, the European francs, and the British sovereigns that he bought at the 880 level. That's what the market was at when he got these coins. And they were a good deal then when he was offering them, when he bought them at 880. They're now at 960, $80 up, silver up. And this is the end of this deal. We're only going to spend a few minutes on it, then go to break and come back and take your calls. Jim Newcomer, with the economy deteriorating, the dollar plunging, all of this happening, but the suckers are dumping back into the stock market. That is helter-skelter. Should folks get into metals now?
Absolutely. That people jumping into the stock market, I think, are making a big mistake. There's three questions I think you have to ask yourself. First, do you believe the value of the dollar is going to go up? The second one is, with the expanding middle classes in China and Asia, South America, do you think the demand for commodities is going to go down, that being things like gold, oil, so forth and so on? And the last is there going to be an extended period of peace? In my opinion, if you can answer no to any two of those questions, you should have been in metals yesterday, because those are three key things to take a look at.
Jim, I bought gold when it was $300 an ounce. I bought silver when it was $5 an ounce.
Absolutely.
But I bought gold when it was $500 an ounce and silver when it was $14 an ounce. And I bought gold when it's $900 an ounce, you know, when I can. Because I want an insurance policy. I don't trust the banks. I don't trust the New World Order. And, I mean, gold and silver are outperforming every other investment in the last few years. And this is a guaranteed deal right here. You can get it at an 880 level. Get silver at a $13 level that Ted bought it into.
Excellent opportunity. I talked to Ted this morning. We're actually out of some of these metals, but he said to continue this price if we can through the weekend, because it is a holiday weekend. But I think he has been able to source some more metals over there. So when we get back, obviously we're going to have to adjust the prices. The markets are really pretty much on a tear here this past week. You had mentioned silver. Silver's up 31% from the beginning of the year. So that's just an outstanding opportunity. And anybody out there, if you have any questions at all, certainly call the brokers here at Midas. The number is 800-686-2237. They're here to answer your questions. And 70% of the people that we deal with are people that have never dealt in metals before, know very little about it. So don't be afraid to call. Call and talk to the brokers. They'll answer your questions.
And Jim, again, we've got the, so Ted is running out of the sovereigns and the francs at the 880 level, but he's going to honor that, the Lakotas and the other silver half dollars. Folks, you cannot beat that Ted bought into the market at 880 and had him competitively priced then. It's now 960 and climbing. Jim, studying this for years, mm-hmm. What is happening right now? I mean, an explosive increase in gold and silver prices.
Well, one of the biggest things is that the banks are buying it now. You had talked earlier about the central banks. I think the central banks in Europe, 60% of their assets are now tied up in gold or precious metals. I think you're going to find that more and more. They're even shying away from the currencies because they realize the currencies are virtually worthless. That's the biggest demand. But when you have an emerging middle class in China, I mean, the huge population of China, India, and Brazil as well, South American countries, they have a middle class now that can afford these things, and they also are out there looking to source to buy the precious metals because they understand the value of the precious metals.
Well, Jim Newcomer at Midas, that's what's scary about this is that all over the world, people are leaving all the major currencies. They're just leaving the dollar the fastest, and so they're realizing that this is a global inflationary situation in currencies, but a depression in the real economy. How do you see this playing out? I mean, this is really looking bad.
Well, it appears that this country is going down. The currency is going down. But as you said, it's been propped up because the countries in Europe and Asia have poured so much money into their economies, a greater portion of their gross domestic product than we actually have here, which drives their currencies a little bit lower. It has effectively propped up the dollar. But that's over. I mean, these people, you know, we can only sell so many securities, and we don't have any buyers out there. My God, we're selling them to ourselves now. It's just a ridiculous situation.
That's right. The Federal Reserve is buying its own garbage. The U.S. government's doing that, and it's all coming to a head. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the deals of a lifetime on gold and silver right now, only through Sunday evening. The brokers will be there all weekend. 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Robert, we're going to you in about 60 seconds. Well, then we'll take calls so I get Chapman on. I'll have to get into this New York Times attacking me. Maybe on the Sunday show. I don't know. It's really disgusting. Really pathetic. It shows the mindsets of these people. But Jim Newcomer there at Midas, folks will be there all weekend and at night. You know, I really believe in the stuff I pitch and I push. I mean, I don't know how people can't understand. Ted bought into the market when it was at 880, gold now at 960. And it was a good deal then when he was selling this stuff that he bought at 880, you know, at the price with a tiny markup. Now, it's just such a great deal. And with all this news out there, I don't understand why more people don't rush into silver and gold.
Well, people are rushing into it. I mean, they're not out buying automobiles, and they're not buying homes, and they may not be buying clothing, but they are shifting certainly their assets into the precious metals. We see a big upsurge every day, people trying to get out of paper as fast as they can.
And yeah, but I don't see why they're not rushing even faster.
Well, some people are slow to learn. Some of them are still worried about who's going to win Dancing with the Stars.
Absolutely. 800-686-2237. Jim, anything else to add?
Well, let me just run over the specials that we have. We have two pre-33 1933 coins, the $20 Liberty in a VF condition at $15.91. We've got the $10 Liberties at $7.88. And we do have the Lakota silver rounds still available. We're going to have to order them. We sold everything we had in-house there at $393.20 a roll. Franklin half dollars at $173.80 a roll. Both of those are rolls of 20. And the ever-popular British sovereign at $2.67 and the 20-franc coin at $2.14. So that's the promotion that we've been running for you, Alex. You did a great job with Ted. Ted did a great job in acquiring these things. And the last thing I have to say is I want to wish a very good holiday to all of your listeners.
Absolutely. God bless you, Jim Newcomer. 800-686-2237. Take care, Jim. Okay, Robert just hung up. Perfect timing. Tony in Illinois. Tony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Greetings from the Chicago prison grid there, Alex. How you doing today?
Good. Good to be talking to you, my friend.
Good, good. Hey, I know you were talking about the Obama-Cheney sideshow yesterday, which was just a farce. I didn't know Cheney was that ambulatory, much less that vocal. And it really doesn't paint. You know, you talk about it being the key to it all. I think it's going to be their undoing. I really think people are going to look at Cheney and be like, wait a minute, we ain't heard from you for 8 years, and here you are, and we know why you're out here. You know, plus John Stewart, he did a bit you should check out from yesterday that was really good about.
Well, Cheney's meant to give Obama cover. See, he's unpopular. So he comes out and attacks Obama, and then it looks like Obama's following the Bill of Rights and Constitution when Obama's saying indefinite detention.
Absolutely. And if you watch the John Stewart video from yesterday, he sat there doing his jump back and forth between a Bush speech from 2004 and that speech from yesterday, and Obama's just verbatim quoting Bush, just one after another.
Wait a minute. You mean John Stewart actually did the right thing and showed what a hypocrite Obama is?
Absolutely. He really did.
What's the name of that video? We'll pull it up. What's the name of the video?
I don't know.
Go to the Daily Show. It'll be the latest. Yeah, it'll be John Stewart on Obama Cheney torture, probably the name of it. Yeah, it's just incredible. It's like, I'm going to defend the Bill of Rights with secret arrest, and I'll keep America safe. I'll never release these people. And Cheney, that's a hardcore commie liberal position. No, it's not.
The amount of doublespeak in a week that I've seen, the grocery stores around here just lowered their prices back down 20%, even though they kicked them up 30% in the last year around here, and they're telling us, oh, we're going to pass it on to you. We know times are hard.
That's because there's going to be gyrating inflation and deflation.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
From 1929 until 1933, you know, it took several years for the Depression to really get cranking. Most analysts, including Nobel Prize winners for economics we've interviewed, say this is going to shape up to be worse than the Great Depression. And it's going to be worse because the globalists have greater control of the whole planet. It's going to be planetary. And they're using it to re-engineer society, to bankrupt everyone, so we're independent, so that our independence is destroyed and handed over to them. Bob Chapman coming up in the next segment. Let's go back to your calls. Justin in North Carolina, then Josh, Donovan, and others, Terry and others. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today, sir?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Good. I just wanted to call and tell you, man, I'm extremely proud of the work you did with that brief and getting the YouTube channel back up. I thought that was excellent work. That was a smack in the face of the man, and I'm glad you were the man to deliver it to him.
Well, thank you. I want to thank the listeners. I mean, I don't really get any of the credit. It was the great listeners calling and people taking action. I mean, I guess I did write up the federal filing brief myself, but I just did it off other precedent-setting cases.
I also wanted to tell you, I saw that IFC documentary on demand a little early, a couple of days ago. I thought that they represented y'all pretty well. I mean, have you seen it yet?
Yes, it is. It's called New World Order. And you know what? I will cover that later in the next hour. I've got some time where I can cover it. The filmmakers did kind of angle it to make us look extreme and cornball and paranoid. But compared to other things I've seen, it's the fairest thing yet. I mean, you know, kind of like you're a starving man and you get offered a rotten possum, you get offered a rotten cow, you get offered a rabbit with worms on it to eat. And then, you know, a bowl of porridge with, you know, with only 14 or 15 maggots on the top, that looks pretty tasty compared to a rotten raccoon. So, I mean, yes, I'm aware that it's designed for people that are already in our movement, you know, who already have our views and think it's great. And it's designed to look cheesy and to make us look like we're nuts to other people. But that's fine because I know it's going to bring people to us so they find out what we're really about and not this distortion.
We've got it set up as a counterculture now, but it's something that we can't be denied anymore. We're not kooks. We're not conspiracy theorists. We're not unintellectual. I mean, yeah, you're right.
Well, look, you've always got chicken-necked people who are lazy, like this New York Times writer I'm going to cover, who are in their little ivory towers. They're really in a mental institution looking out on the rest of us on the street who actually live in the world and calling us crazy, you know, because it's kind of like Marie Antoinette saying, let them eat cake. They think we're crazy. And so it's only about reinforcing kind of the establishment's coterie of ninnies to you know, not wake up. But go ahead.
Yeah, I was watching it, you know, trying to think of being somebody that would be outside of it. And there was a few things that they showed where you kind of thought, well, yeah, now they're just making fun of you. But and they didn't take a stance one way or another. They just tried to cover it and be like, okay, well, these are these people, and this is what they believe, and this is what they're doing. But I'm glad you got that kind of face time, and I think that will bring more people to your radio show, your websites, your documentaries. And you don't hear it enough, buddy, but thank you. Thank you so much for
watching. No, thank you. Thank you. No, God bless you. But I would ask the listeners, don't thank me anymore. Instead of saying dittos, you know, Limbaugh got so many thank yous it took up half the show. He would say, just say ditto. Save that thanks and just send somebody a video link to the Obama deception, or send them a link to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Send them a link to our work, which I think is some of the best out there, or to other people's great work that's out there and the people we have on the show. And just tell somebody about the show. That's what I would ask. Tell folks about the free podcast on the Listen Live page. You just click on the radio page at Infowars.com at the top. Get the free podcast, now downloaded by over 145,000 people a day, free. And at the same time, support our sponsors. That's how we pay to put that bandwidth out for free. I think it's like $5,000 a month now just for the podcast. Because it's free, but it's not free. Cost me about $5,000 a month to put that out for free. Please use it.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on PrisonPlanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I had my lawyer meet with the lady that works here and her daughter in their offices with the CPS. Because, you know, they were saying they were still going to snatch her daughter for a tiny bruise on her leg if they didn't. And the school admits they bring all the kids in and then sit there and interrogate them. This happens nationwide. They take your kids in multiple times a year and say, is mommy rude to you? Is daddy rude to you? Does anybody touch you? They're there secret policing, and you better hope your kid doesn't, when they're 5 or 6 or 7 years old or 8 years old, you know, doesn't just say yes to them, because, you know, little kids will say anything, because they want your kids. That's what these people want. And before I take more calls, we got the Parents Guide to a Child Protective Services Investigation. It's also in Spanish. Texas Department of Family and Protective Services, stock code P20571-0000. PS35000, July 2007. And it says in here, if you raise your voice to your children, they're going to take your children. Says in the booklet. Now, there's no law you can't raise your voice. They don't care. They have SWAT teams. They have pot-bellied pedophiles that work for them that like to grab kids. And I'm sorry I call them pot-bellied pedophiles. It's just, it's like they're come out of a mold or something. It's like saying, you know, there's a red fire hydrant down there on the corner of the street. Fire hydrants are usually red. Well, CPS workers are usually pot-bellied pedophiles. It's like saying a blimp is usually gray. A tiger's usually orange with black stripes. CPS workers are pot-bellied pedophiles on average. Hitler had a little mustache. CPS workers are pot-bellied pedophiles. Water is cold or good to drink. The sky is blue. CPS workers are pot-bellied pedophiles. And let me just tell you something, you pot-bellied pedophiles. I know you're so desperate, you pot-bellied pedophiles. I mean, it's come out everywhere, the huge statistics of the masses of pedophiles in their organizations. And then there's people that like to be sadistic, that you are the most abusive people to children of any group, and I'm sick of you, you pot-bellied pedophiles. And we're not playing your game of you cowing us anymore. Oh, you do everything for the children. You know, have you noticed? See, they're taking people's kids now for yelling at their children. Don't go on the street. You yell at them. Oh, we're going to take your child and put them in a warehouse with a bunch of other kids that'll beat them up and abuse them, and then the pot bellies get to have their way. Oh, we care. The pot bellies. The pot bellies. The revenge of the pot bellies. But that's how these sickos work. They get badges and power. They get control. But imagine taking your children for raising your voice. And they told them this in the meeting. They said, if you raise your voice, we will take your child. We're going to be asking her, does she raise her voice? Does mommy raise the voice? You don't do that in America. But then police can stomp on your head and taser you and scream at you. And, you know, that's all fine. And at school, they can scream at you and the teachers can put you in headlocks and they can have drills where they unannounced come and tell you they're terrorists and scare the kids to death and scream at them. And they can watch violent stuff on TV and play violent video games. But you raise your voice, we take your child. I'm digressing because I was just being told about during the break by the family and then reading this booklet. It's always worse than I even thought. But see, the sheltered, delusional people in America, the professional yuppies that don't have children, that live in big mega cities, that ninny around all day, that, you know, just watch a movie every night or go to the bar every night and, you know, spend all year planning their vacations, they don't know what it's like to be in the control grids, being hunted down in the public schools, being hunted down in the blue-collar, you know, rust zones and rust belts. They don't know what it's like to be pulled over right next to illegal aliens and you go to jail for an expired license, but the illegal alien doesn't, for having no license. They don't know what it's like to be in the control grid, to be losing everything you got. That's why I'm going to cover the New York Times ninnying later. Oh, boy. Josh in Missouri, and then we're going to go to Bob Chapman. He's about to be here. Josh in Missouri, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard from a reliable source that the banks are going to close in November of this year. What do you think is the best thing to do to prepare for that?
Well, I'm trying to find a cheap piece of property. I was basically in a bad business deal, ended up getting 4 acres of scrub brush, but that I don't think I can stay there. I got a family ranch I can go to, but I don't own any of the land, so I don't really like being a place where I don't control it. You know, my daddy does, but I don't like being on somebody else's land. Even though my dad's nice about it, there's family and stuff around there who are nice, but I still want my own piece of property. You know how it is. So there's that issue. Get a piece of property if you can away from people with a good well water source on it. Get gold and silver, get firearms. And try to warn everybody about how the bankers are engineering this, because if we politically expose them, they're not going to be able to get away with it.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. God bless you. Donovan, Terry, Kirk, and others, we're going to go to you in a few minutes with Bob Chapman for the rest of the hour, theinternationalforecaster.com. Finishing up my comment about the CPS trying to steal one of my employees' 8-year-old daughters for a tiny bruise down her leg, so they strip-searched her. and that's confirmed. They demanded to have the meeting, so I got a lawyer for them. They had the meeting, and they said, if you raise your voice to your child, we're going to take your child. That is abuse. Of course, it's not against the law, neither spanking, but they don't care. Just like taking vaccines isn't against the law. Refusing them isn't against the law, but they'll take your kids. I mean, this is a rogue criminal group openly. And we have their booklet saying, if you raise your voice, we'll take your kids. But then integrate that into everything else. Have you noticed how first 15 years ago they said dodgeball scares children, we're banning it. And then we're banning recess, we're banning running, we're banning playing, we're banning hugging, we're banning high fives. Now they're banning shaking hands. Children in public schools are more imprisoned than prisoners in medium security prisons. Literally. I mean, right here in Austin, you don't shake hands, you don't high five, you don't run on the grass at recess. And instead of, if you start getting in a tussle when you're in fifth grade, they come arrest you and your life is over. You are putting your children into a school that is like a shooting fish in a barrel. It's like a big hen house where the hens have had their legs cut off and their beaks chopped off, and it's run by weasels. Imagine it's a planet run by weasels, and they're breeding us beakless, legless chickens that can't defend ourselves. And the weasels are breeding, and there's more and more weasels having their way, and the weasels have TV screens telling the hens don't resist. Look, I'm no chicken, and I'm not going along with this anymore, folks. I'm going to tell you right now. The schools are there to turn your children against you. And I'm not exaggerating this. It's all over the news. They're training seven-year-olds to write dossiers on their parents to be tattletales. They give them money and video games. The government is scum. Bob Chapman, they are turning our children into literal zombies. You got to take Ritalin and Prozac. You go to jail if you get in a fist fight. No running, no dodgeball, everything banned. Your parents raise your voice. You go to jail. Cameras in the school bathrooms. More and more, Bob Chapman, I realize everything is the fact that people are literally in a daze. They're under a spell. It's outrageous how bad things have gotten, Bob.
Well, I think it varies from place to place. My daughter's a teacher in Florida. And these sort of things are not going on in the school that she's at or the schools around where she is. But there are places it is going on, and obviously, you're reporting what's going on in Texas. There's another aspect to this which feeds upon this post-latent homosexuality, which is very rife among law enforcement and even military people. And you also have the displayed pedophilia that goes on among the Illuminati and other elitist types, such as our ex-presidents George Bush and Henry Kissinger. And recently we find out that the PM, the Prime Minister of England, is also a flamer, as they call him, and a aggressive pedophile, along with his buddy, Mandy Mendelsohn. And, the list goes on and on. And so it comes from the top and it sprinkles down, like poison. And it allows these people with, as you described, with power to empower them to do these kind of things to children.
How do we stop the army of the pot-bellied pedophiles?
It's not easy. It's not easy, especially in a society where if you go to court and you bring action against them, you don't get anywhere because we have a two-tiered court system, particularly in the federal area where they're appointed, and they do what they're told. And so it's hard to get anywhere. I think it's not a very nice solution. But it's my belief that unless a couple of things happen here over the next year or so, it'll end up in the street anyway. And a couple of things are, I'm happy to report, and as you know, Alex, I've been doing a lot all over Fox and ABC and so on and so forth over the last two or three weeks on Ron Paul's bill to
audit the Federal Reserve, and I'm happy to say there's 179 sponsors. And when I started this thing, and I'm not saying it's because I started doing this, but
it's all of us together,
there were 120, and now we got 170. And
hey, like I said 120 last week. It's up to
79. It's on his site.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get the audit of the Fed if they don't set a nuke off and claim that a cave dweller did it, because the pot-bellied pedophiles will not turn loose of power easily. They will throw fits and stage attacks to make everybody cozy up to the pot-bellied pedophiles. From the front lines of the war against the pot-bellied pedophile New World Order, we'll be right back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
take calls of Bob Chapman on the economy and any other subject coming up in the next segment, 800-259-9231. Get Chapman on air today. All right, Bob, not digressing off into the type of people that globalists hire. This happened in Nazi Germany, Russia, everywhere. It's always sickos. You know, sadistic sadists, pedophiles, people that serve evil. What about the economy? I mean, it's all over the news, kind of making us passe what we were talking about many years ago about dumping the dollar. GM's supposed to go bankrupt next month. Chrysler's already gone bankrupt. Massive job layoffs accelerating. And then they have this overlay of news about how the economy is getting better. What do you really see happening? And on top of that, gold has exploded, as you know, up to 960.
Well, everybody that's talking about the economy that's on CNBC and the major media networks, is they're all lying. But they've been lying for 22 months, so they're consistent. They're forcing General Motors into bankruptcy so they can spin off the good stuff, sell some of the good stuff, and put it to rest, if you may.
By the way, they admit that. That's in the AP today, that the government is making them go bankrupt.
That's right. And it's not the place of government to do that. But when you're in a fascist society, that's what happens. And so they're going to continue to produce in China and Brazil and probably other places under their new moniker, so to speak.
Oh, I want to back you up. There's no probably. They've said that GM will now be Chinese cars. So we're paying to have a move to China and Brazil.
Well, it's interesting. I wrote about that 4 years ago, and I said that in 2010, the first 300,000 cars would be manufactured by GM to be shipped into the United States, and that's exactly what's going to happen, and that they would, once they went out of business, that they would produce in Brazil and in China. And so that's what's happened. You know, you and I are way ahead of the curve all the time anyway. As far as gold exploding, technically it's in a reverse head and shoulders as well as the HUI, which is an index of stocks which are unhedged. Sometimes gold and silver mining companies and others will sell production forward for two reasons. Number one, to get cash or to get a loan made or to rig the market. In the case of Barrick Gold, they're rigging the market. And I've complained about that since 1992, but very few people have listened. The HUI is also in a reverse head and shoulders, just like silver and gold. They're all ready to break out. They're right on the cusp right now. And the only thing that can stop it from happening would be massive intervention by the United States government, because the buying is very, very heavy. And so sooner or later, this thing's got to break out over 1,000. We'll use gold as a guideline. And I'll tell you, if you're not in, this is your last chance, because once this thing breaks up over 1,000, it's going to fly. The professionals are starting to come in, as I forecast that they would. They're coming in a big way. There's one mutual fund, hedge fund, that has almost one-third of all their assets in gold and silver-related assets now, and it's the best-performing hedge fund. It's called Paulson. Anyway.
Yeah, Bob, let me toot your horn for you. You said about a month ago here on the show when gold was down, you said you expected the next month and a half that it would test 960. I remember that. And here we are. How high do you think it's going to go before they play games? Or what you said last week, are the central banks almost sold out of their gold that they've been using to manipulate the price downward? And has the Chinese and others, the Arabs, demanding their gold out of the central banks? Is that causing a crisis here?
Well, I think it adds to the mix. And if you've noticed that the European banks, under the old Washington Agreement, it was called, can sell 500 tons of gold a year as a group, and they get allocations to do that. And that adds up to about 9,000 tons a week. Excuse me. 900 tons a week. It's one or the other. I can't remember. But anyway, they're doing like 10% of that. So for the last 6 months or so, they haven't been selling hardly any gold at all, which tells me they either don't have it or they don't want to let it go anymore.
And in a depression in the real economy, you still have metals rising. So they're going against the tide.
Well, they do both. We're entering into a hyperinflationary phase. The Treasury and the Fed have committed themselves to the expense of $14.8 trillion.
All right, stay there. We got a break. When we come back, finish up with that, Bob Chapman.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
All right, your calls are coming up here in just a moment at 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. Our website's ourprisonplanet.tv, whatistheendgame.com, jonesreport.com, infowars.net. All those sites have a lot of the same info, but each site has stuff that's special just to it. Okay, let's go back to Bob Chapman. Okay, Bob, you were trying to say something when you got cut off by the break.
Well, they committed for $14.8 trillion now, and they just announced that the FOMC, which is the Federal Open Market Committee, which is the representatives of the 12 Federally Reserve banks which own the Federal Reserve, and they're talking about before the end of the year, my guess is before the end of the summer, that they're going to spend $1.75 trillion additional bailing different entities out and buying this garbage bonds on the exchanges.
Bob, stop right there. Speaking of garbage bonds, you've got a garbage line. It's even worse than it was. Call us right back again. Okay, let's see if it's better this time. Sorry. Okay. And then when Bob calls back in about 1 minute from his undisclosed third world country location, we will. He's a great analyst at the biggest silver and gold brokerage firm, biggest newsletter, and went into retirement, then came back out of retirement, now lives abroad. He's in different parts of the world, different seasons of the year. And he's got a really bad phone line today. It's normally a very good phone line, but I guess this country isn't too good where he's at right now. I wanted to bring up the AAA rating because they're running around saying, oh, do whatever the bankers want, give us total power over your lives, or we'll lose our AAA rating and have a depression. Remember they said, give us a blank check and no oversight, no one can investigate us on October 3rd, or we'll have a depression next week. And then they stole $14.8 trillion so far. 7 months later, and we're in worse shape. And it'll get worse and worse. Then they'll give us new politicians, and they'll promise to fix it. And it'll get worse and worse because they all come from the same mothership. They all were laid by the same goose. They're all chips off the same block. They're apples off the same apple tree. What other ridiculous parallels and analogies and parables can I engage in here? Offshore private banks have hijacked the planet. They control the military and most of the police departments of the country. They control most nations. They brag. They're on record. It's all over the news. And they're going to give us no quarter. They don't want us to have good lives. They don't want us to be free. Now, I know a lot of police and military aren't part of this, and we salute those of you that are fighting against it. We understand that they haven't been able to carry out pure tyranny yet because most of you won't go along with it. And a lot of the citizens won't go along with it. That is why they need to come out and have all these TV shows and movies where torture is good and secret arrest is good. And then in the real world, not just in dramas with suspended disbelief with 24 and all these other shows, but in the real world, they come out and explain to you why torture is good for 8 years. And why torturing people's children in front of their parents is good. And then now Obama comes out and says, well, I'm against that. But I am for secret arrest, secret detention, and harsh interrogation, which is torture. So they play all these semantical games. And then Obama and Cheney have this head-to-head debate, head-to-head dueling speeches to make it look like the left and right are fighting with each other, because that's how the establishment stays in power. Because if you ever realize they're all working for each other on the same team, it's over. So it's like two actors having a fight. And Dick Cheney, with his incredibly low approval rating, knows, this is probably even Karl Rove's idea, that doing all of this and coming out and attacking Obama will make the torture position look good. And what is Obama's torture position? We're going to protect Bush and protect the White House lawyers and protect Cheney for breaking the law and ordering the torture of people and their children. Incredible Nuremberg, you know, type crimes. Open and shut case. So see, Obama says, I'm protecting you. I'm going to block this. I'm going to continue secret arrest. I'm going to continue secret detention. I'm going to keep black sites and ghost sites open worldwide. But by Cheney coming out and attacking him, that gives Obama the cover. This is elementary brainwashing. It's elementary. Bob Chapman, let's see if your line's better. Back to the economy. Losing the AAA rating, GM going under, 600 plus thousand jobs being lost a month, month after month. Inflation went really at about 18%. I mean, this is cratering quickly. Bob, you've been saying you thought, and other analysts have agreed, that maybe the stimulus would stave off total collapse and we would just slide into a slow depression. But are you revising that, or are you saying this is light compared to what's coming?
Well, I'm not revising anything because I have found over a period of time that these people are very good at what they do. And so they're going to have to go into major inflation to stave off what's going on. I heard rumors and information that had come out of the Bilderberger meeting that they were going to have a quick depression and it was over with because they were concerned that they couldn't control it.
No, that was confirmed sources. That's confirmed, Bob. You're right.
Yeah, and I disagree. I don't think they can do it. I don't think they can control it. One of the other things I wanted to address this afternoon, is that we had another bank failure, the largest in some time, number 34 for the year, hold $12.6 billion in assets, deposits of $4.6 billion. Question number one, why is this bank being allowed to go under when the 19 major banks in the country have all been, at least temporarily, saved by injections from the Federal Reserve?
That's right. They're really insolvent, and so they're using taxpayer money to gobble up all the little healthy banks, as you said 2 years ago, they would do. And even mainstream media admits that big corporate, London Telegraph a few days ago, big corporate raiders are using this banker bailout as cover to actually raid their healthy, smaller competition and then give the pieces to themselves. I mean, this is just incredibly criminal.
I'm going to bear that out, Alex, because the next thing I was going to tell you, that this bank, largest in Florida, is being taken over by a consortium. And one of them is Blackstone, the other is Carlyle Corporation, and the third, I can't remember the name of it, but they're all involved in the Illuminati. And so, just like you just said, that I said 2 years ago, they're going to go in and gobble it all up for pennies on the dollar.
Because they control the federal regulators. Well,
that's right.
Now, of course, we don't hear about all the other banks that quietly go under. They just get taken over.
Well, they merge them. And this is why Ron Paul's 1207 is so important. Go to every member of the House, tell them you want it out of committee, you want it passed, badger them to death. Because it's working. We just went from 120 to 179 co-sponsors. We're doing the right thing.
Yeah,
this could help us big time.
We need a headline on that at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. 179 sponsors. If they get, another 50 or so, they're going to be able to pass this in the House. And then can you imagine the Senate voting it down? The political firestorm as we educate the public that a private bank rules us, has engineered the crisis, and that we're not allowed to audit them. And if anybody denies it, we have Bernanke and Greenspan and all of these people on TV saying we're above the law, no agency, no government, no branch of government, no one can audit us, and in private lawsuits you can't sue. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, are they the new divine right of kings?
Absolutely, and it's the same with the Bank of England, and the same thing's going on in England right now. In fact, I have a piece in tomorrow's issue. 24% of the population is considering leaving the UK, most of them to New Zealand and Australia and Canada. But the point is they want out. And you mentioned earlier about the seven-year-olds spying and so on. I have that in there as well, along with a tape on it. And I think they're worse off in England right now. We haven't reached that level yet.
Well, also, another trick they use, they're going after a few members of parliaments for $200 steak dinners or, one guy's paying for his boyfriend's house. That all sounds bad, but they're using that to bully parliament. You notice MI5 has been caught and the shadow military-industrial complex has been caught spying on parliament, using the surveillance NSA-type systems they have to spy. So you have trillions stolen by their government, and so they're just distracting everybody with a fake scandal over the pot bellies, low-level pot bellies and some of the, evil stuff they've got. I mean, what do you call that tactic? I see them do that over and over again, Bob.
Well, I want to add to that, MI5 has, and this is true, testimony by individuals, they were going after Muslims and saying, if you don't spy for us or you don't help us, then we're going to tell, the policing organizations that you're a terrorist and we're going to put you away and send you to one of these camps to be waterboarded. And I have a big piece on that coming in tomorrow's edition as well. And this is all part of a terribly, terribly corrupt structure, not only in the United States but in England. In fact, probably 98% of the police in the UK are Masons, and they run law enforcement, not MI5 and MI6, but the local and the county and stuff like that. And there was a big expose written about, maybe 20, 25 years ago.
Oh, they've had hundreds of articles, even in the major news, that they can commit murders. I mean, over there, definitely the Masons run things, and they just do whatever they want, period.
Well,
I mean,
you saw that poor soul they grabbed in the subway. They beat him after that and then shot him about six times, and the guy didn't do anything. And then the person who shot him, the policeman, he was elevated and given a commendation for cold-bloodedly murdering this poor soul who was lying on his back on a subway platform.
Yeah, you can debate all day what this Mason group's doing or what that Mason group's doing, but in England there's no doubt that it's almost every judge. You can't even be a practicing barrister unless you are, and it's just a good old boy club. There's certainly no doubt about that going on in England. It is just absolutely a travesty. We're going to go to calls, Bob, but I wanted to ask you this question. They're hyping that we're going to lose our AAA rating, and it's clear that, you go back to October last year when they were saying we're going to have a depression. That finally destroyed confidence, and the big landslide collapse accelerated. Now they're hyping that we're going to have a bigger depression and that we're going to lose our AAA rating, and the dollar's dead, and our own government's making noises like that. And then countries are leaving. We know the bank is offshore. We know they want to terminate the U.S. But it looks like Geithner is actually trying to make sure the U.S. doesn't recover by running around bad-mouthing the AAA rating.
That's correct. But it's ex post facto. All the professionals know. I mean, I predicted, I picked the very top on the USDX index. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's six currencies versus the dollar, major currencies, and they're on a weighted basis. So the USDX recently, over the last several months, reached a new interim high of 89.50. I said, that's it. That's the top. From here on, it's going down. Well, it's about 80.5 right now, and it's going down expeditiously. And so it's really after the fact. They're admitting that the rating is going down, but it's already baked into the cake. The breakdown's already begun. The smart money was shorting the USDX. They were going long gold and silver, and they were shorting the market in here, which is hanging on by its fingernails at 83.40 on the Dow. It's going back and testing 6,600, and it's going lower, and they know it.
All right, let's take calls. Let's talk to Terry in Canada. Terry, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Alex, I'd like to commend your work and InfoWars, your
Thank you.
Staff at InfoWars, for their work.
Thank you.
And also, what kind of brought me around was harassment. I know you go through it yourself, and what prompted this phone call, I've heard you talk different times about your family and that, and it happened to my family. I actually said no to a criminal element and found out about harassment. Can you comment on that?
Well, I just hope they don't fall down and bump their head and never wake up. Because I don't know really what you can say. I don't know how they harassed you or what they did. But in my experience, when you attack somebody back, these people are cowards. They're only tough when somebody's tied to a chair, as somebody said in the comment pages of InfoWars I read. They're only tough when somebody's tied to a chair, these sadists. You know, it's just like bullies. When you start, at first a bully, when you start fighting back, you'll punch them a few times and they'll still be going at you. But then you hear them start whimpering. When you don't care if they're hurting you, you're going to bring them down. And, whether that's calling them or following them around with a camera or getting aggressive with them, you've got to decide you don't care. It's almost a spirit. of I don't care. You want to, you know, you want to get into it. Let's go. Bob Chapman, I mean, I don't want to sit here and advise people about what I do with people that harass me.
Well, I would advise them as much as possible, even if it takes moving to another place, even out of the country.
Yeah, that's always smart. You know,
it goes back to 1967, and it's been relentless, and it's never stopped. And come on. You want me? Come on. And I get the same attitude you are. I am not going to back off. But then again, I don't have young children and things that they can use against me like most other people have.
Well, discretion discretion is the greater part of valor. I mean, I agree, play it smart. But if somebody doesn't give you a choice, you know, we die 1,000 deaths, and things gnaw you when you give in to being pushed around. And that's why, I, you know, I'm probably too aggressive sometimes. I'm just like, because it's much easier just to attack right back. And I think that's the policy. I mean, what type of harassment are they giving you?
Actually, Alex, it's something called, it's criminal stalking. They call it group stalking, gang stalking. If it's Googled, that's what woke me up. Your show and reading about other people's accounts. You're in your home. I'm just an average guy, retired. You're in your home. They're, amongst other things, what you can read up on. But it's quite scary. It involved my family and my son, and it was not fun at all. But,
all right, listen, I appreciate your call. There is such a thing as in small towns, especially, that type of thing happening. But then there's also a lot of paranoia spreading and a lot of the craziness I've seen also on that front. So.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
We'll be right back.
got Tony Gosselin popping in for about 20 minutes or so to give us his take on Bilderberg this year with Intel. He's got... We got another guest coming on. I saw a mainstream newscast dealing with the Illuminati and the Catholic Church and the murder of one of the Catholic Church bankers. Remember that famous case? So we got this guy popping in, too, in the fourth hour today to discuss that. And we are also, Dr. Jonathan Levy will be joining us dealing with that, VaticanBankClaims.com. So that's what we'll be talking about coming up in the fourth hour today. I'll also be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I haven't decided if I'm going to do a Monday show yet. I need to talk to the guys. In fact, they were saying they wanted to go ahead and work. Hey, you guys want to go ahead and be here Monday, or you want to take off Monday? I mean, my whole issue is I'll come in. I just know that there's usually about half the audience on, what is it, Labor Day, Memorial Day? What is it, Monday? Memorial Day. Yeah, folks, the days, the holidays run together. My wife has to make me have birthday parties. She has to make me have Christmas, make me do this. I just work all the time. You guys want to work Monday? Maybe honor the veterans? He wants a timeout on the InfoWar? All right, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. That's it. You guys are saying you want off. You don't get the day off. We're coming in. That's the end of it. No rest for the wicked, as they say. Going back to Bob Chapman and the phone calls, let's talk to Kirk in Colorado. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Kirk.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hey, just a couple things. First of all, Alex, a great show yesterday with the Bonnie Ventura and Dr. Paul. So I want to thank you for that. But I saw a TSA that the TSA is going to take over subway checks from the NYPD.
Yeah, they're doing it nationwide. Remember, 6 years ago, I saw Governor Ridge of Homeland Security say on C-SPAN in a meeting with governors that they're going to have airport security at malls, sidewalks. They're called Viper teams everywhere. You will be stopped, searched. This is the new America.
You know, I haven't seen anybody reporting on it. It was basically on My Fox New York. But if you Google TSA Subway NYPD, you'll get the...
No, the feds are federalizing. Yes. In fact, Google that right now, guys. What do they Google to find it?
TSA Subway NYPD.
Okay, TSA Subway NYPD. TSA Subway NYPD. I mean, I know this is true, and again, I'm not tooting my horn saying, oh, look, we were right. My point is, this has been a long time coming. It's happening. And yeah, you gotta teach your kids how to be searched by men in uniforms. That's freedom. Didn't you know we gotta keep you safe from Al Qaeda? But all the actual Homeland Security training is for conservatives and gun owners.
Oh yeah, man. And my second point is, Rachel Maddow yesterday, she really picked apart Obama on MSNBC, and this is really uncharacteristic of her, but she did it, so I would check that out. It's on the dailypaul.com.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of emails about all of this because supposedly Stewart and her and others are now admitting Obama's a big liar and all the police state continues. I think they're having to do this because they realize the public isn't buying it. Bob, do you see the facade of Obama starting to fall?
Oh, I think it fell probably about a month and a half ago. And at that time, I predicted his approval rating in October would be 40. As you know, Rasmussen came in with 53 after 100 days. And, you know, you can't look at the other ones because they're all bought and paid for. So he's on his way down. It may be even worse than 40 by October.
Do you think he'll stage a terror attack as Michael Savage and others are predicting?
I think so, but I think it'll be a little further on. I think they're going to try time this like they did 9/11 with the most dreadful status of the economy and finance. And I still think that is a year or two away, and I think that's why they had the trip. He had the trip following Gates.
All right, stay there. Got a break. 70 seconds. One more segment with Bob.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on PrisonPlanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Bob Chapman, cut off by the satellite break. Got a break. What was the point you were making as we went into break?
I can't remember because I was thinking about something else.
You were talking about a staged terror attack and his plunging poll numbers.
Right. And that's why they went over, Obama and Gates went over to Israel to tell them, look, cool it. You're going to have your war, but we have to time the thing correctly. And another thing that went on, in the last few days was Dubai walked out of the Gulf Council meetings, and they were going to set up, and they're still going to, a dinar as a regional currency. And Dubai walked out, but simultaneously, Dubai got approval, final approval, of being able to put in a nuclear reactor. And of course, they can put one in and Iran can't. And, I think the give-up here was Dubai could get the reactor if they walked out of the council because the U.S. doesn't want a regional currency there, even though there's four other members still involved. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to disarm the thing, and that's how they're doing it.
Okay, I got a few other quick little questions for you, Bob, here in the few minutes we have left. Then we're going to plug the forecaster, so folks, get your pens and paper ready. Bob, If 600,000 people are losing their jobs every month, and that's going to start compounding and dragging on the economy more, and if all these other problems keep happening in the economy, how soon until we have civil unrest? How soon do we see a bank holiday, or do you see that in the cards?
Well, I think there will be, but I don't think it's short term. I see what they're doing. I know what they're doing. I see the injection coming from stimulus. I see the injections of money and credit into the system. I mean, we're talking $14.8 trillion. And so I think you're going to have a flattening out next year. But after that, it's going to get worse again. So it's not going to happen as quickly as you think. There'll be isolated incidents, perhaps, but you got to wait until unemployment is over 30%. And it's 19.2 to 19.8 right now. That's the U6, the real U6 figure. Over 22 by the end of the year. The following year, somewhere between 22 and 30. And after that, anywhere from 30 to 50. And that's when you're going to have your trouble.
Okay, folks, I'm just going to say this here at the end. Midas Resources through the weekend bought gold at 880, silver at 13. So that's what's factored into the price of these coins. These are from the market when it was 880. It's now 960 and going up. I suggest you call the brokers 1-800-686-2237 on the last francs and sovereigns they have at that price and on the Lakota silver dollars that they have at that price and the half dollars, U.S. half dollars, the little gorgeous coins they have there. So 1-800-686-2237, the Franklins, thinking of the name. Bob Chapman, give folks the number if they want to get a free hard copy of their national forecaster.
That's 877 877-479-8178. That's toll-free, 877-479-8178. Or they can go to the site, theinternationalforecaster.com.
Theinternationalforecaster.com. Get a free copy there as well. Bob, we'll talk to you, Lord willing, next Friday. Have a great week.
You too. And if you need me on Monday, let me know.
All right, buddy. Good to hear from you. Thanks for being on with us. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Friday edition. We got Tony Gosling coming up. I'll continue to cram your phone calls in throughout the show, and we always enjoy hearing from you. I got a big news blitz coming up as well. We got this weird Vatican Bank Illuminati story.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
During the break, I confirmed what Bob Chapman was saying. I'm glad he pointed it out to me, because I can't keep track of everything. 179 sponsors for the bill to audit the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. Audit it, expose how criminal it is, and then abolish it and get our country back. It is not federal. It is foreign-owned. It is the bankers that have engineered the crisis. And here's our newest T-shirt, our newest In the Fed T-shirt, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that baby. On the front, it says End the Fed, and people say, what's that about? And it says Infowars.com above it, has the great distressed look, black T-shirt. And on the back, it says Arrest the Bankers. Arrest the Banksters. I tell you, what a great design from Janae Meadows. that does so much of the designing for InfoWars.com. There is the new t-shirt available at InfoWars.com for folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're listening on the radio, you can go over to InfoWars.com, click on the banner at the top for all the new t-shirts we've got. Here's one of our other t-shirts. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. George Orwell, 1948. Okay, we got Tony Gosling with us for 20, 30 minutes or so. Then I'm going to continue with your calls with Tex and Janet and Lance and many others that are holding. And then later at the end of the hour, I'm going to go over this review in the New York Times of the film that I'm in called The New World Order, where they savage me, Luke Radowski, and others. I'm not covering this New York Times attack because it's about me. It's a window into the disconnect between these establishment lackeys and the real world. They think we're delusional. just incredible. So that is coming up. But Tony Gosling has Bilderberg.org. He just always has such amazing research information, connections into Bilderberg and others to break down what's happened. But I wanted to have him on today to briefly go over the history of Bilderberg and some of his perspectives on that and then any info he's got on the 2009 meeting that just ended. Tony, good to have you here with us.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here. Yeah, I was driving in the car and heard you on George Butler's show this weekend, and I interviewed you before, and I thought, man, he really is breaking down the history great and bringing out a lot of things that I didn't even know about. I knew about some of it, but like the submarine delivering Nazis and Prince Bernhard in Canada and all of that. It was just really intriguing, so I wanted to have you on.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I'm not sure, Alex, are you and your listeners familiar with the two main characters behind the first Bilderberg meeting?
What is it, Joseph Ratzinger or Redinger?
Joseph Redinger.
Yeah, Redinger, and then Bernhard, and then one other.
Obviously, Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. I mean, these two characters, there's quite a lot has come out of them. I mean, Bernhard died about 3-4 years ago, and after that, I don't know if you've heard this, but there was a fantastic BBC Radio 4 documentary as part of the series Document, which looked really closely at his involvement, Bernhard's involvement, immediately after the Second World War in smuggling Nazi war criminals out of Europe and across to South America. So Bernhard was actually a key person in that, as it came out in this documentary. And it's interesting that the BBC have been able to do that after his death, I guess.
Tony, do me a favor and back off your phone. We always have trouble over to England for some reason, or maybe it's the phone system at Genesis again, but back off that phone for it so it's not distorted. Yes, I was aware of that BBC report, multi-part series. I listened to most of it, and it was just going off Bilderberg's own documents and what's been released by the Royal House. This is not our opinion, and I want you to go through that history for those that may not know it, because you're so good at telling it and have so much research. How does that dovetail with the British and U.S. Army reports about what we already had pieces of about in the 43-44, the Nazis knew they were going to lose, so they put their money through the Crumps and others into setting up a European Union through dummy corporations. And then in 54, I see it as kind of the Nazi wealth teaming back up and merging again with the Anglo-American establishment, that coming together, that transatlantic union, so you can't really say Bilderberg is Nazi. It is elitist, but it has that core group of Nazis in it wanting a European Union.
Well, that's right. I mean, this is really well put together by this academic, Mike Peters. Now, Professor Mike Peters, he was up at, up until recently, he's just recently retired in the last year or so, working up at Leeds Metropolitan University, the old Polytechnic up there. But he used to run a magazine called Here and Now in the 1990s and late 80s. And because he actually couldn't get the university authorities to publish this paper that he put together about Bilderberg. So what he did is he spiced it up a bit, made it a little bit more readable, and published it in his magazine. And it's called Bilderberg and the Project for European Unification. And it starts out really as a sort of academic pamphlet, but it's really very readable. And it goes into all of the sort of nuts and bolts of the initial meetings that led to people's thinking that Bilderberg was going to be necessary. So we're talking about back in 1943, the Council on Foreign Relations, War and Peace Study Groups over in the States deciding really that there was a need for a Bilderberg-type organization, bringing together real prestigious figures, heads of state. But the whole thing, right from the beginning, was going to be covert. Now, this was working in parallel with things like the Marshall Plan, the lend-lease to the British forces during the Second World War, and how that was going to be paid back, and also how Britain and Europe was going to be rebuilt. And this was also tied into the whole European movement, the idea that it was essential to get a political union right across Europe.
Now, I don't get involved in Protestants and Catholics fighting. I don't get into this, you know, religious craziness. And this is a radio show, a news program. And I have found that, you know, there's some crowds out there that obsess on Catholics and Catholic intrigue and Catholic secret societies, and everybody's a secret agent of it. And so I, you know, for years thought that was discredited and stupid and silly because some of the proponents of it were so ridiculous. But then through being attacked, I did actually look at it deeper. And then when I was doing research for Endgame, on the founding of Bilderberg, European Union, all of that, the Nazi connections, the Catholic Church connections, the Treaty of Rome, 57, how they say the European Union will be the new Holy Roman Empire. And I went, wow, that's actually true. And then how Tony Blair is converted to Catholicism so he can be a new EU head. And they denied that. And now they're talking about it. And then all these weird P2 lodges interconnecting, and then Joseph Redinger and all of that. I mean, there really is something there at the bottom of it.
I don't see it quite like that, though, Alex. I mean, what I see is the Catholic Church, almost the Vatican, kind of besieged by all these different organizations. I mean, the idea of Tony Blair knocking up on your knocking on the door and wanting to be their friend is an attempt, I think, to influence what is seen as actually quite. There are elements certainly within the Vatican that are very resistant, I think, to the you know, sort of mass politicization of Europe under one.
So you're saying the European Union isn't being pushed strongly by the Catholic Church?
No, I don't see it like that. I think there are elements in all of the churches right across Europe, which are, I mean, there's battles going on within those institutions. If you want, it's something a little bit like an organization like the BBC that can come out with a fantastic documentary on one subject. Maybe they did a very good job on the David Kelly story, that hour-long documentary. If people hadn't seen it, they really...
You're saying there's different camps. You're saying there's different camps
within the same organization, and also they're under assault. Organized assault from outside, so that there are outside agencies sending, you know, some people to infiltrate these organizations and influence them.
Exactly. I just wanted your opinion. And we also noticed that it's only kosher to attack the Catholic Church, and very popular, and there's certainly a lot to attack. But by the mainstream media, that's always questionable as well.
I think there's a good reason for that, actually, and that is that the Protestant Church has traditionally welcomed Freemasons, and lots of the Protestant Church in certainly here in Britain, I mean, I don't know about elsewhere in Scotland as well, it's actually quite normal for Freemasons to be in the church, even though they won't talk about it, whereas the Catholics have had many edicts. Quite whether they're taking any notice or not is another thing, but, you know, papal declarations against Freemasonry saying that this, you know, Freemasons cannot be in the church. So I think that's one of the interesting things about this. When I see that, I think, well, hang on a minute. You know, what the Protestants are doing is they're ignoring the beam in their own eye and pointing the finger at the Catholics. But this is, I think, part of the attempt to kind of get these various quite powerful institutions which are in the way of all these New World Order style changes, fighting each other, just as they've been doing, obviously, in...
Sure, it's divide and conquer. Sure, it's divide and conquer, just like right now they want it to be liberal Democrats and conservative Republicans fighting with each other over left-right, when left-right are all unified at the top to bring in the New World Order. But I didn't mean to have you digress there. I just wanted to go into some of that because... wasn't Redinger like a Jesuit or something?
Well, he was a free. I don't know about him being a Jesuit, but he certainly was a Freemason. And this is one of the interesting things that's come out. I mean, we've got quite a good Polish community here in Bristol, and I was chatting to some Polish people, and they're going, "Ah, right, yeah, this guy Redinger is big news." Even though he died such a long time ago, you know, in Poland there are people writing books now about him and about how this interesting Polish-born guy who was working for MI6 during the Second World War, looking after the Polish leader in exile, how he was, you know, there would be people picking apart his life as he was growing up in Poland and things like this. But, of course, this stuff is all only in Polish. Yeah? So that's one of the things I'm working on at the moment is trying to get some of this stuff out into the English language.
All right, stay there. Bilderberg.org. We're going to have to hold you longer than 30, 40 minutes because I'm really getting intrigued. Let's get into what we know about Bilderberg, how it was founded, what its goals are, these army reports that are confirmed about the Nazi money going into it, that merger of the Anglo-American establishment with the old European elite, with Germany at the center. Certainly Germany is the heart of the EU. That can't be debated. And so we'll break all that down and then get any latest intel you've got from England, because I know you always get a lot of inside info. This turned out to be pretty accurate at Bilderberg.org. Tony Gosling is our guest. Your call's coming up, and I'll break down this sickening New York Times attack on myself and others. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
You know, I saw this Dawson American Statesman story online, front page of Metro and State, strip search of 8-year-old girl that we've been exposing. But then it's a different version. I guess they went to print later than the internet story they put out. They admit the police contradicted themselves with the school administration, because the school administration admitted they took her pants off, and they admitted that to us, and the CPS admitted it, and then now they're denying it, saying nobody did. I mean, you know, you guys just, it's not good to lie continually. I mean, come on. We're not the ones lying. You're the ones lying. Like, they've now had to admit, I didn't give out their 911 number. I gave out the administrative county numbers. So they've been caught in that lie as well. But look, just keep lying. Everybody knows who the liars are. You, not us. Does that mean we're perfect? No, we make mistakes, but you guys are known that when your lips are moving, you're lying. Going back to Tony Gosling of Bilderberg.org, can also learn more about the Bilderberg in my film, The Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Okay, in a nutshell, the founding of Bilderberg from the documents themselves, and then the latest info, any intel you've gotten from this year's meeting, what's on the agenda from 2009?
The list this year, Alex, is the Bilderberg press release, have you?
Yes.
You've seen all that then, yeah?
Well, we put it up, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Because there were a couple of issues of the press release, some in different languages, but, they were talking about the financial crisis, governments and markets, role of institutions, market economies and democracy, Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan, US and the world, cyber terrorism, which I guess is their fear of the truth coming out on the internet, manifesting as something called cyber terrorism, new imperialisms, protectionism, post-Kyoto challenges. Now, I don't know about you, but that's the longest list of subjects I've ever seen on one of these Bilderberg press releases. And, of course, the Bilderberg-style answer to all this is all these international problems need to be dealt with together by a giant global governmental type system. I mean, that's where they're pushing. But it seems every time there's some kind of crisis, and this is why they're so into these created crises, is they're trying to pull it in and say, it's okay, we've got a plan to deal with it. A little bit like when they appeared at the beginning of the Second World War. They were sort of jumping in there saying, it's okay, we'll deal with it. So they're spending a lot of money, a lot of time and effort trying to think ahead of the game and playing a long game. As I think, you know, we need to do too. When we were talking a little bit earlier about the U-boat incident, do you actually know about that? Where the Hitler's escape boat. Do you know about that one?
Yes, I had read briefly about it in a few history books, but you had more details, so tell us about it.
Well, that's right. I mean, I actually came over to the States, I think it was in 1999, to check this one out, Alex, because it seemed so intriguing. I was having chats on the phone and getting emails from a guy called Ed Michaud, I think it's in Concord, Massachusetts, he's based, but he was doing diving off of Cape Cod, and he's someone that kind of does research in libraries, museums, and that kind of thing into wrecks. And he discovered this wreck, this U-boat, which had sunk off Cape Cod on the 25th of August, 1944. It was a very special, very peculiar type of U-boat. Only one of its kind was ever built. It's called a Type X-1B. You won't find it in any of the books that there are published about submarines, but he's managed to get the plans for it, all sorts of stuff. But it was only one ever built, and it was in port in Danzig, sitting there waiting for any reason that Hitler or the high command of the German military might need to escape. It was sitting there ready. And the other thing with this U-boat, it was enormous. It also had a gigantic great hold. So it wasn't your normal U-boat. It wasn't a fighting U-boat. It was able to transport vast amounts of goods. And Ed had done his research, and one of the reasons he was interested in this wreck, which is now apparently still lying off Cape Cod in quite difficult diving waters, unfortunately, but it's lying there with a whole cargo load of gold on board. Because what Ed believed was that towards the end of the war, the Nazis started shipping their gold into the U-boat so that Hitler could escape with the gold across the Atlantic or wherever he wanted to go underwater.
Well, we know a lot of it went to Central and South America. That's on record that massive amounts of gold, diamonds, artwork, and Nazis went to Argentina, you name it.
And I don't think a submarine would be the best way of transporting gold around the world, but I think it certainly makes it an intriguing prospect.
Well, see, the Germans had the big milk cows, is what they called them, large troop carrying, cargo carrying subs, and we know milk cows went to South America carrying all the goodies. Stay there, Tony Gosling. Let's fast forward when we get back to current times.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Goodies.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Hey, zoom in on that for folks on the computer screen.
The people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv right now.
The bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
But I am still alive.
Yeah, that's the front page of the Galveston County Daily News. People protesting tasers killing people. The guy leading the march is wearing the answer to 1984-1776 t-shirt. That's exactly what these t-shirts are meant, as they're our colors, our uniform, and the fight for freedom and to meet like-minded people. But I'm living still. All right, we got to go back to our guests. We got to cut off Waylon Jennings. Now that would be a crime. Crank him up.
Where steel and water did collide, a place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below.
And then it's a crime to cut off Johnny Cash coming up. But we have to do it. Yes, Johnny doesn't get his. I'd rather just sit around all day listening to music with you, maybe on a bass boat fishing. We got to fight the new world order, ladies and gentlemen. There will be no future.
I fly a starship.
I fly a starship.
Let's go back to Tony Gosling, Bilderberg.org. Okay, Tony. Other interesting history, though. I mean, it's now out in mainline news that it was Nazi money helping to found it, kind of merging with the British and U.S. Elites. How was their agenda going? According to Jim Tucker and Daniel Estulin and so many others that have sources inside, it is not going well. And that they realize that people are waking up to the New World Order. Is that what you've got? Because I know you have a lot of contacts, do constant research.
I know. I think essentially what they're working to is a two-pronged failure, really. One is a failed plan in the first place. I mean, a lot of these plans were drawn up, you know, many, many, many years ago, and they just don't work in the modern world. The other thing, of course, is it's a little bit like the Battle of Arnhem in the Second World War, when the gliders came in to as part of a kind of large paratroop invasion. The first thing the Germans got their hands on was the plans. Now, this is what we've got as well, is we've got a lot of the plans of what they're intending to do. I mean, not necessarily the individual operational details, but the larger plan. We've got it. It's come out before.
We have the blueprints of the Death Star. We have the blueprints of the Death Star, and if we will just mount an X-Wing attack, we can beat them, and we have done that.
And, of course, this is really ultimately is going to be and is already a massive battle for hearts and minds. And, of course, if the hearts and minds are on the case before the battle starts, then there's no chance of taking them away. You know, this is so I think this is a sort of meta looking at this whole thing from afar. I think there's yes, of course, the Bilderbergs have got some serious problems, and they've got some even bigger problems after this year's conference, because it was really the first time I've ever seen a mainstream British newspaper or TV do a really good in-depth analysis and coverage. And Charlie Skelton's pieces on The Guardian Online, I'm sure you've been following those, Alex.
We've had him on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And this is the first, and isn't it interesting that we see The Guardian as a left paper as the first one to really stick the knife in to Bilderberg.
Now, let me go ahead.
Yeah, because, I mean, for me, I mean, I've come from a sort of reasonably left-wing trade union background, and I've always thought that the biggest thorn in these people's sides is organized labor, well-organized and representative. I mean, for example, on a program I do here this evening in Bristol, we had a guy from the Communication Workers Union, which represents the telecom workers and postal workers in the southwest of England, and this one chap is representing 30,000 workers. I think this is really what the Bilderbergers fear, almost more than anything else, is organized ordinary people, ordinary workers, etc., against them.
Yeah, that's what Webster Tarpley says. That's why they're so pleased to be flushing Chrysler and GM down the toilet right now, because then only the state will be left to help people, and it's controlled by the eugenicist But the Bilderberg groups, they want us coming hat in hand, begging to them to be literal sharecroppers in their global plantation. In closing, Tony, so you concur with the other intel from the different perspectives we've gotten that Bilderberg is really starting to realize that, you know, one strength they have is they stick with the same plan and don't give up. But that's also a weakness when you're carrying it out over 50, 60 years, because despite all their great wealth, we have their plans. Their plan wasn't set up and designed for this hypermodern world. The control grids they tried to build have kind of backfired on them. Answer that question. And then finally, take Charlie Skelton, the Guardian reporter. Take the other reporters. They arrested a whole bunch of people from Portuguese news and U.S. news and British news. And if they were smart, they'd just meet and not act like it was a big deal, but still, you know, have it be closed door. Instead, they enjoy having people arrested. They enjoy having the army out. They enjoy shutting things down for 2.5 miles in the middle of a giant tourist area and arresting tourists. I mean, isn't their arrogance, their hubris going to be their downfall?
Well, I think that is actually a massive tactical error on their behalf, on their side. Because their hotel is sealed off well away from anybody, they are actually showing their hand by acting like that, you know. And this is one of the reasons, I think, why Charlie was so annoyed. Now, I don't know if Charlie mentioned it, but also the Times covered it as well this year. And to see the way these newspapers operate in this kind of masquerade of competition, knowing Murdoch's outlets, you know, Sky News, The Times, The Sun, etc., is that they also they only act and they only do stuff when somebody else is doing it. And this is what they're making out, that they're actually also interested in covering this stuff. But you can be guaranteed, if The Guardian hadn't been covering it, there would have been not a word in The Times would have been about it. The other newspaper that covered it here in Britain was the Sunday Express, which did a fantastic little piece calling them the Bilderberg Illuminati. So this is, for certainly in the English language newspapers, this is the best year I've ever seen for Bilderberg coverage.
And Tony, that leads me to my next point that I'm going to cover after you're gone, but I want you to comment on this now. So we have this weird paradox. All these decades, they've said we're crazy, it doesn't exist, there's no Anglo-American / Germanic, you know, elite with this, you know, Israeli banking elite mixed in. None of this exists, it isn't real, you're crazy if you talk about it. And I know I just called you Charlie, I know it's Tony. I was thinking about Charlie and what happened to him. Let me start over. We have Tony Gosling, this paradox. They've denied there's this global elite. They've denied there's this new world order. And now so many of these documents have been declassified. The globalists are out in the open saying, yes, the answer to the world crises is a new world order. You'll pay your taxes to private bankers. I mean, all of this is now being admitted. But then still you have the mainline media, even in the same publications, they'll admit there's a global new world order and define it just as we've defined it, but then have a separate article in the New York Times saying it doesn't exist and we're insane. And so it's really kind of like a train wreck to watch them not getting their propaganda lined up. I mean, you see the point I'm making? They're denying something which they have to now admit.
Well, listen, this is a massive catch-up is called for here right across the Western English-speaking, particularly media. I mean, there is a kind of two-pronged problem in that. One is that you do have censorship, certainly. Places like Reuters, as Charlie showed, you know, you type Bilderberg into Reuters and nothing comes up whatsoever, you know. So you've got some sort of censorship. And I know for a fact, I've seen Bilderberg articles on the Reuters system, you know. So they've obviously hidden these articles.
They've removed them.
Mm-hmm. But there's also quite genuine ignorance. I mean, when I speak to journalists about Bilderberg, and I'm sort of known in the UK amongst other journos as a place to come to talk to Bilderberg about Bilderberg, there's only two different reactions. One is looking at me as if I'm slightly crazy, and the other one, or else good, you know. So there's a knowledge there. So they're either for it or against it or whatever. There's very much a knowledge, but most journalists actually haven't heard about this. So we're talking about ordinary journos who are working on other stories, such as, you know, sports and all that sort of thing. They're just not, and news journalists or domestic stuff. It's not in the consciousness of journalists, and this is what we're seeing is the sort of problems as as they're coming out of the closet. Because, of course, as you said rightly, for years and years they've been denying it. And now, all of a sudden, we're hearing all this, oh, we need a global solution, we need a global solution, we need a global solution. So what's happening is, I think, what certainly the journalists I talk to, is they're slowly realizing, wow, this is massive, and it's been brewing under the surface for years. And, of course, the trust that Bilderberg have constantly insisted on is now sort of a trust which is rotting on the shelf. Because many editors who've trusted the Bilderberg line along the years, which is always just a little private meeting, are now thinking to themselves, well, hang on a minute. We trusted you, and you've completely screwed up from top to bottom.
Well, that was my next point, is that this is a huge loss of trust happening as the mainstream media invested itself making fun of us and saying, Limbaugh used to say the CFR didn't exist. Now it's all over TV pushing open world government as the solution, you know, to all problems. Denying Bilderberg, denying North American Union, denying NAFTA superhighways as they're being built and the billboards are up. You know, because they've done this and because the media itself, a lot of the time was actually just ignorant, as you were saying, and their editors were lying to them. Oh, don't do a story on that. That's just schizophrenic crazies who believe in space aliens. That whole line is now imploding, and so the media is losing that much more credibility, and then they're trying to play catch-up, and that only exposes the fact they covered this up that much more.
Well, this is the Guardian's line, isn't it? And it's, I think what they've done here is they've been mulling this over for years. A lot of Guardian people, you know, have been looking at this thinking, hang on a minute, this is a sort of fascist conspiracy against Britain, and is this something we should take seriously and deal with? And it seems to me at last they bit the bullet and grasped the nettle, and they've decided, look, we are going to actually fund and send a reporter there to get the gen. I mean, the Guardian is really shining at the moment. I don't know if you've been following all this massive MP's expenses scandal here in Britain, have you?
Yeah, and they're also doing reports about the U.S. government torturing children, and they're doing stories about the government being corrupt and Big Brother, and they're doing stories about staged terror attacks. And I think it's a crisis of conscience there at The Guardian. I think they also understand we're the future. Alternative media, telling it like it is, you know, laying the cards down on the table. I think they want to survive into the future. And people like the New York Times that are still basically saying none of this exists, that's why they're going bankrupt right now. Tony Gosling of Bilderberg.org, I really appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll talk to you.
One little last thing, Alex, because this week The Guardian has exposed that the scandal here in the UK, a hard drive was stolen from the House of Commons with all these MPs' expenses on it. It was actually stolen, apparently, by this ex-SAS major who has links to, obviously, to the MI5 and MI6, who is called John Wick, and it's actually been stolen by an ex-SAS guy. So this is private security, quite possibly working with, and almost certainly working with MI6, attempting to foment a political crisis. I think this is fascinating, and it's nice to see that there's still some decent investigative journalism out there.
Yeah, let me stop you. I have to be honest. I get so busy that I had read about all the news headlines on Drudge about how they were going after members of parliament for buying $200 dinners or getting a little bit of rent money or something. And I said, I believe this is a political distraction. I said this first hour, start of the show. I said, I believe this is a political distraction because they always love to use petty things to get control of parliament. The MI5, MI6 has admittedly been spying illegally on parliament. You have the shadow illegitimate Queen's government trying to control the parliament to do these unpopular things. You're saying, I didn't know this, you're saying they've caught intelligence people stealing it to use it as dirt on them. So yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so this guy is John Wick. I mean, this is private security companies. Obviously, when people retire from special forces, they set up often these like little private investigator style agencies. And you know, why is this guy John Wick not on the headlines instead of the MPs? I mean, clearly, what's going on here is that the MPs are being dirtied up in rather a tacky fashion in order to distract attention from the billions and trillions that the bankers have run off with. And of course, MPs are our representatives. They're the front line against the bankers. And they are the ones who have been being dirtied up here. And I think, you know, the implication here is that the security services, either MI5, MI6, somebody like that, is also working with this guy. But, you know, what are private intelligence agencies
doing? Well, they always use Visor Consultancy to run the drills, you know, with the former head PR guy from Scotland Yard. He runs the drills at the exact same time, exact same places as the bus and the trains are bombed on the morning of 7-7 at the exact same time. It's always private intelligence agencies. Quote, you're going to start a private group, and then that's the public payoff they can then make, because it's just a private group doing security and the government's giving you a paycheck. But instead of making 60,000 pounds a year, you're now making 150,000 pounds a year, you know, to carry these operations out. So my instincts were right about that. Tony, I'm glad we talked to you from the UK along that line. But absolutely, anytime I see a report about a politician that's got a crooked toenail, while meanwhile massive crimes are going on, we know what it is. Another parallel example of this is they took almost all the IRS agents off of billionaires 10 years ago and put them not just on middle class, people making $100,000 a year. They put it on blue collar people who literally might just owe a few thousand dollars. And so not only did they cut the amount of agents, they put the investigators on the very poorest, which of course would bring back the least amount of money, and cut all the white collar investigators across the government. So, I mean, you really see it, how they go after some poor auto mechanic who can't even, you know, pay his trailer bill, but some billionaire can openly steal everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a really good week, actually, for investigative journalism here, and it's lovely to see, because we've been living through a crisis of investigative journalism with all these newspapers, TV stations, radio stations, etc., cutting all of their journalistic budgets. Another story that's come out this week, just, you know, stop me if you've already been over this, Alex, but it's five Muslim community workers here in Britain have accused MI5 of waging a campaign of blackmail and harassment in an attempt to recruit them as informants. So, you know, basically what they're saying is MI5 are going to these Muslim community workers and saying, either work for us or we're going to say you're a terrorist. We're going to put you on the list. We're going to follow you and possibly arrest you too.
Yeah, we're going to send you to Guantanamo Bay. I did see that, and Bob Chapman covered it last hour, but, we could talk for days about it. It's so important.
Okay.
All right,
but
Tony Gosling.
I'm just making the point, really, that investigative journalism seems to almost have kind of got a bit of a revival the last couple of weeks. I've seen some fantastic stuff out there, and I think we'll be seeing more in the future.
Absolutely. I mean, the corruption's right out in the open. If we all just stand up together, we can overthrow this thing very quickly. Tony, or I could call you Charlie, thanks for joining us.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554.
6554, The Bailout Group.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply.
Okay, I'm not going to spend all day on this. We got another guest coming up for just a segment or two, and then I promise we're going to take a lot of calls at the end of the show and blitz through some news that I haven't gotten to yet. All right, here it is in the New York Times, and there was some other hit pieces on this film as well. It premieres the 26th on IFC, and it's on the IFC On Demand. They're telling me one of the most downloaded films ever on IFC Demand. It goes up there first. It says, conspiracy theorist examined. Few things are as tiresome as the New York Times. I could talk for hours just about this article. Again, not because it's about me, the mindset of these people, the attitude, their spirit. Few things are as tiresome as listening to people rant about their conspiracy theories. Really, everybody knows that's super hot and that people find conspiracies intriguing, whether they're real or not. And the best-selling books are all about that. And you know, the new Angels and Demons movie and all of that. Really, it's people find few things more tiresome. This is telling you, oh, it's tiresome. Maybe for you, a little critic that just watches a couple movies every week and then writes articles for the New York Times, who's never been in the arena, who doesn't actually live in the real world, who ninnies around. And I've checked into this writer, this Nathan Lee. Talk about a ninny. While there are no doubt tantalizing speculations to be made about the inside job that demolished the World Trade Center and the nefarious agenda of the global elite, movies about such things do well to involve James Bond and giant explosions. So this isn't real. It's James Bond. Of course, you should know, twit, that James Bond was written by MI6/OSS officer stylizing real things that happened. But you wouldn't know that, would you? Because you live in the world of make-believe movies. New World Order, an unrelentingly tedious documentary by Luke Meyer and Andrew Neil, follows up a group of considerably less glamorous truth seekers. So we're not glamorous. So we're trying to be glamorous, but we're not. The most prominent of the filmmakers' subjects, the radio host Alex Jones, who is based in Austin, Texas, rails against the powers that be, all of them in a manner that reinforces every cliche of conspiracy theorist loon. Because, see, I'm mad about the government kidnapping kids. I'm mad about lying about wars and WMDs. I'm mad about Seymour Hersh and the government admitting and the Army's own report reporting that they raped children in front of their parents. See, I'm a loon. I'm angry about that. It's wrong. I'm just a loon. I'm wrong. I shouldn't be mad the bankers have stolen $14.8 trillion and we're going bankrupt. I should just watch movies like this guy and ninny around with my friends in New York. Rails against the powers that be, all of them, in a manner that reinforces every cliche of conspiracy theorist loon. Paranoia, megalomania, delusional, and sweaty. Yeah, we were out in the summer in Virginia, and I'm sweating. Ooh, I see. I know you wear white gloves and have someone fanning you, and you know sweating is bad. Paranoid, megalomaniacal. The documentary's most action-packed scene finds Mr. Jones throwing a major hissy fit when his hotel fire alarm goes off, thereby proving without a shadow of a doubt that they are trying to suppress his revelations. Yeah, we had security walk up and go, people like to pull fire alarms, but they go to jail when they do it. And then they pull the fire alarm, and I go outside, and the security head comes up when I'm outside with 200 people and says, we're going to F you up. And there's Secret Service running around all on video with headpieces, and they're trying to blame me for a fire drill, for pulling a fire alarm that's a serious crime, by the way. And I get upset, calling into a national talk show on 600 radio stations coast to coast. See, to this guy, he's so sheltered and in la-la land, he thinks it's fake. I saw mainstream news articles about this film, New World Order, that it's a documentary, where they said other reviews that have been done said I made it up. There was no Bilderberg Group meeting happening in Chantilly, Virginia. Obama wasn't secretly there. It doesn't exist. And that's basically what this says. But there were articles that we read on air, other film reviews of this when it was at South by Southwest, saying, I'm a complete schizophrenic. I was at a hotel going crazy in a room, believing there were world leaders there. Now, who's crazy?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm finishing up with this attack review here by this Nathan Lee. So he says basically what the other reviews have said. I am at a random hotel, completely insane. And there were reviews that actually said this, that I was seeing men following me, seeing men in the bushes. And at the premiere here in Austin, I talked to some reporters outside, and they said, do you really think Bilderberg was real? Do you think those men were there, you know, with sunglasses and earpieces? And I said, you just saw them. It's admitted it's real. But see, they're so invested that Bilderberg doesn't exist that when it's in the Times of London and London Guardian and Associated Press, it still doesn't exist, and I'm crazy. You know, we're not being followed. We're not being arrested. I mean, I've been arrested. It's been that was in every Canadian paper, major paper in the country when I got arrested. It was on CBC television. And they still write articles saying I am a schizophrenic who believes I have been arrested. I mean, who's crazy here? Who is insane here? Because they're so invested in saying there's no New World Order all these years that even as they announce it in Time Magazine and Newsweek and everywhere, we still have to be the crazies. On the somewhat mellower side, Luke Radowski, 21-year-old New Yorker, spends all his free time distributing flyers and DVDs reporting to uncover the truth about 9/11. Seth Jackson, a relief worker in Louisiana, does his part by heckling Bill Clinton and other dark overlords. Yeah, how dare him go heckle a president, you know, to bring up real questions about firefighters and police not getting medical care. Oh, it's a dark overlord. He's crazy, too. It's so un-American and so crazy to go ask questions of your president. That's like something Gandhi or Martin Luther King might do. Oh, man, the company this guy's in. A retired police officer, Jack McClan, meanwhile, has retreated to the safety of a separatist militia group. It's a Christian community in the beautiful Rocky Mountains with their little dogs. See, this is the distorted mind where they're in their ivory tower insane asylums looking out at us normal people that get angry and have red blood and sweat and, you know, care about freedom. And we are strange to them. But, I mean, I guess if you go to a loony farm, normal people do look crazy. You know, we're the type of people, at least we're shadows of them, that founded this nation. We're red-blooded. We're aggressive. We're angry. And we're going to kick your butt. So I hope you understand that. I'm just glad I'm not, some effeminate, chicken-necked, America-hating person who just goes around picking and ninnying at other people and attacking people that are trying to save the country from the globalist. And in his, and look, you will lose in history. The New York Times is going to basically be sold and be a shadow of itself, go bankrupt. That's already happening. You guys, you will not survive the New World Order. Whether it succeeds or fails, you people aren't going to be part of the future. You understand? You're all discredited. You're a joke. Those of us telling the truth that have had the courage to stand up in the face of ridicule, we're going to win the day. There's a movie to be made about the psychology of such men, their personal lives and private obsessions. New World Order merely gawks at them. Opens Friday in Manhattan, directed by Luke Meyer, Andrew Neil, directors of photography. And it is, and it's going to also air on IFC. It is true that, look, I'm not stupid. And now that it's about to come out I'll just come out and tell you what I think. I don't think Andrew and these guys are bad people, but the kind of liberal intellectual set always is above everyone. So that's their internal appetite, is to pick subjects like with Darkon, the last film they made. This is kind of Darkon too. A weird niche, a subculture as they see it. We'll see, we're not that. We're trying to survive. It's a latch dish fight here. We're not just a subculture. And then they kind of analyze it and show our faults and our positive points. But it's still done from a position of on high. And so the film will be seen by those that hate us as a confirmation of what they believe. And then by people that love freedom, they see it and kind of like it because they get it and understand our message. But regardless, it only brings us more listeners. We win.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Don't waste our time any longer.
No, no,
the
no.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. You have no right. You have no right.
Yeah, man, I like that
you
idea.
Have no right.
This is brought to you by HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products, sponsoring the Genesis Communications Radio Network. the leader in alternative talk radio.
Jennifer, thanks. Hollywood is about to unleash another blockbuster, Angels and Demons, from the same guy who brought you The Da Vinci Code. The story exposes a secret society called the Illuminati, but this shadowy group has a very real secret that stretches all the way to Arizona. Investigative reporter Tammy Leitner brings us a story of money, murder, and mystery right here in the Valley.
Under attack from an old enemy.
Find Professor London.
The race to save the Vatican and all of humanity from the clutches of the Illuminati is great fiction on the big screen. But the powerful organization is no myth.
The Illuminati do exist.
Our modern Illuminati mystery brings us to the most unlikely of places, Sun City. The quintessential retirement community. And among the retirees, a man with a secret. Paul Marcinkus was once a papal guard, an archbishop, and president of the Vatican Bank.
Oh no, he knew quite a bit.
And what Marcinkus knew is at the center of a conspiracy theory that has endured for decades. Attorney Jonathan Levy has been locked in a legal battle with the Vatican Bank for years. He says Marcinkus is the central figure in the mysterious death of this man, Roberto Calvi. Calvi, like Marcinkus, was an Italian banker.
They very well were the Illuminati, at least in Italy. Powerful people behind the scenes operating in secrecy.
In 1982, Calvi was found hanged from the Blackfriars Bridge in London. It was staged to look like a suicide. Calvi was connected to the disappearance of...
And we have Dr. Jonathan Levy with us, international law, adjunct faculty at Norwich University in the field of terrorism. Dr. Levy is best known for his role as counsel for plaintiffs in the lawsuit versus the Vatican Bank. We'll talk to him in a moment.
The rusted chains of prison moons are shattered by the sun. I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson.
VaticanBankClaims.com is the website. Dr. Jonathan Levy joins us. He's obtained declassified documents and hundreds of previously unknown documents regarding a Vatican spy master. So people want to go inside the Vatican spy system, their international espionage systems, what they're up to. Well, we look long and hard to find actually a real accredited expert on this and not one of the myriads of quacks and weirdos out there, but I think this guy's got some pretty good background and research. Dr. Jonathan Levy, professor at Norwich University. Sir, thank you for joining us. Tell us, because, you know, in a 3-minute newscast, we only played part of it. It's not very clear exactly what's going on. Boil it down for us, and why are you 9-10 years later still in a lawsuit with the Vatican?
Well, yeah, thanks for that introduction, Alex. But, yeah, we've been in federal court for 10 years now. We filed the lawsuit in 1999 seeking return of Nazi gold from the Vatican Bank, and the Vatican has tried every legal trick in the book to get that case out of there, including going to the U.S. ambassador to the Vatican, going to Condoleezza Rice, and we've hung in there, and we're still continuing.
Okay, well, I mean, give us a boil down of the Vatican, the Nazis, what happened with the gold, how this ties into the Illuminati, how this ties into Vatican intelligence operatives. What would that be, the Jesuits?
Right, Jesuits, Franciscans. In fact, we're suing the Franciscan order as well. But to start at the beginning, as World War II was wrapping up, a group from former Yugoslavia called the Ustasha, which ran the Nazi puppet government in Croatia, started evacuating all the gold and loot they had gotten from concentration camps, whose victims mainly were Serbs, Orthodox Christians.
And they were welcomed at the Vatican. A 10-truck convoy of loot was driven into St. Peter's Square and deposited at the Vatican Bank in 1946. U.S. intelligence knew about it, but none of this came out until 1997 or 1998 when the U.S. State Department released information. And we followed it up after that point, did the research, got the declassified documents, sued the CIA to get the declassified documents, and filed a lawsuit in federal court for return of the gold or an accounting of what happened to it.
Well, obviously the Nazis had robbed much of Russia and Western Europe, the Mediterranean, and just unbelievable art, huge salt mines full of gold, diamonds, Rembrandts, and a lot of it disappeared to the U.S., the Russians, but also, as you were reporting, the Vatican. Continue with your lawsuit, the documents you got, you know, where this money went, where these Nazis went, or these Nazi puppets went, and how this ties in to the Vatican Bank and that news piece we just played part of dealing with the Illuminati.
Sure. To cut to the chase on the Illuminati, how do you move literally tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars worth of gold after the end of the Second World War, when you know it's contraband, Italy's occupied by the U.S. Military? Well, you do it in connection with some very powerful folks. And people in the CIA, Jim Angleton, who was went on to be head of CIA counterintelligence, was involved. British intelligence, the MI6, was involved with this plot. And it leads up into current banking at the Vatican Bank, going on into the Calvi murder and up into the 1990s with the breakup of Yugoslavia. Who financed all that? Who bought the arms for the Croatians? Where did the money come from? And we think we know
that. Yeah, the Croatians had actually served the Nazis, for those who don't know. And the Serbs, I'm not playing sides here, it's just facts, were asking Madeleine Albright, whose family they saved, including her, why are you doing this to us? And they just laughed at them. But I'm glad you know the history. That's why researching your stuff, it's so accurate from my own research. It's good to find somebody out there who knows more than I do. I don't know that much, but who is actually accurate. Now understanding all of this, I want to go through some of the history of that and bring it up to today. But how much loot does the Vatican have from their exploits worldwide? And I mean, is it true that they hoard a lot of it in Vatican City itself?
Oh, that's a great question, and we found out the answer to that. In suing the Vatican Bank, we forced them to give up information about how they operate. Now, what they'll tell you is that they aren't really a bank. Well, it's probably true. They're more like a fencing operation masquerading as a bank. Their charter says that they can take all property, movable and immovable. Well, that's just about everything you can think of, any sort of valuable, painting, a gold brick, antiquities, whatever you want to bring in there. The key to getting something into the Vatican Bank is the magic words, church property. If you can turn your loot, your stolen property, into church property, it goes in the front door at the Vatican Bank and out the back door. And the Nazis aren't the only ones who have done it. The Mafia has used the Vatican Bank for years, and a fella who I've been in contact, Marty Frankel, is sitting in a federal prison in Texas for his part in the disappearance between somewhere of $50 million and $250 million of insurance money. All went into the Vatican Bank.
I mean, really, doesn't the Vatican operate kind of like one of these, the Cayman Islands or the Bahamas, or the way the Swiss do? You know, the Swiss are the armorers for the Vatican, historically, are their bankers. You know, the City of London itself, I mean, all of these little special incorporations all have histories of this, don't they? But I don't think anybody has a history quite as deep and serious as the Vatican.
Well, they're pretty serious, and the reason is, of course, they have diplomatic immunity. Archbishop Marcinkus, that little piece from Phoenix was about, lived in Sun City. He was a criminal. He was wanted by the Italian authorities, but no one could touch the man because he had diplomatic immunity conferred upon him by the smallest country in the world, the Holy See.
So that goes back to the old thing of sanctuary.
Well, it's sanctuary, but it also goes to sovereignty. Remember, the Pope wears three hats. He's head of the church. He's the Prince of Vatican City, and he's head of a sovereign entity called the Holy See, which has diplomatic relations with well over 150 countries, and therefore diplomatic immunity.
Did you see how the Vatican refuses to pay Italy their power bills? I mean, again, I'm not here in a Vatican bashing fest. It just needs to be looked at. Is there any idea how great the wealth of the Vatican is, or is that a secret?
Well, it's not a secret. The Vatican will come out with some phony figures every year saying they're worth about $24 million. But the wealth is unbelievable, and it's what we've discovered in just suing the Franciscan Order. Was that at one address in California, at one little address at one monastery in California, 24 different corporations were registered. Now, you add that up from place to place, and there are literally tens of thousands of entities masquerading as independent entities that are all really the Catholic Church.
Amazing, Mr. Levy. I want to come back in the next segment and get into the Vatican banker getting hung and... Yeah, I mean, you call it the Illuminati. I mean, is that just another name for secret society or mafia? I mean, what is Illuminati to you?
Illuminati is a secret society, but it's not just a secret society. It's a secret society that uses spiritual warfare, and not just economic, but spiritual warfare as well.
You mean they believe that, or they use the religion to control people? What are you saying?
Well, I think there is such a thing as good and evil. And as others have said, you know, we look at warfare, and you have political warfare, economic warfare, and there's another dimension, which is spiritual warfare. And some things are done that are just so evil and contrary to humanity that you'd have to say it goes beyond mere economics and politics.
All right. Well, we're getting a window into somebody who's been suing the Vatican for 10 years, since 1999. He is Dr. Jonathan Levy, professor at Norwich University in the field of terrorism, of all things. He's been one of the most successful people ever in suing them. We'll come back and find out more.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. genetics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Federal agents, we are armed! What would you do if
you knew all the things we knew? You know, as you look at all these different power structures around the planet, I'm going to talk about this once our guest is gone. They all at the top nexus in with other elites, and I think it's key to see the overall global crime syndicate of these little nation states and these little private corporate systems. The District of Columbia is its own private corporation now. This is how things are done inside the New World Order system. Going back to our guest with the website VaticanBankClaims.com and big news blitz coming up in your calls, VaticanBankClaims.com. Okay, I mean, there's so much. We got to have you back up in the future to spend a whole hour with us, sir, and take phone calls. But in the limited time today, I mean, there's no doubt the Vatican admits a lot of the Nazi loot went to them. And then you were getting into Serbia and the Croats, who, for those that don't know, they were the puppets for the Nazis, and all the stuff there. And then who financed, the takeover of Serbia. You're saying that's the Vatican. Break that down.
Well, absolutely. There's no question that Croatia received its funding from the Vatican or Vatican financiers in 1990, 1991. And that's where we think a lot of the Nazi loot went to eventually, to break up Yugoslavia, which was, after all, the goal of the Germans, of the Vatican, and of the Croatians.
And why was that their goal?
Well, think about it. Yeah, you know history, Alex. Who killed the Austrian Archduke in 1914 and caused the fall of all the empires?
Well, that was the Black Hand tied in with the Vatican and British intelligence, is what I read.
Yes, but they blame the Serbs for that, ostensibly.
Yes.
Yeah, and,
yes,
and of course, that's why the Serbs have always been on the chopping block there in the Balkans. That's the excuse, at least. And, of course, the excuse, again, for breaking up Yugoslavia, turning it into a bunch of mini-states. But we aim to see, where did this money go to and what was it used for? And to correct you there, no, the Vatican does not admit that it ever took any Nazi gold. They'll do everything possible but to admit to any kind of wrongdoing.
Well, they even say Ratzinger wasn't a Hitler Youth, though, so it's kind of getting ridiculous.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we know we have a eyewitness, thank God, a U.S. intelligence agent named Bill Gowan, who was there in Rome, 1946, 1947, as a young counterintelligence special agent for the U.S. Army, and he investigated this, and he gave 4 days' worth of testimony in a deposition, verifying everything that I'm telling you today. Verifying that a 10-truck convoy went into first to a monastery in Rome where they changed out from British license plates to Vatican ones and drove right in there to St. Peter's Square, claiming they had church property on it. And he interviewed and debriefed the people involved in that operation.
Okay, tell us about, because there's so many things to discuss, the famous case of the Vatican banker dying and how that ties into things.
Right. Well, the Vatican Bank, also known as the Institute for Religious Works, has been involved in one scandal after another. and many scandals that we aren't even aware about because they got away with it. The Calvi case was high finance at its worst. It involved the largest bank in Italy, Banco Ambrosiano, involved operations in the Bahamas and ultimately in North America. Some people claim it triggered the savings and loan crisis in the 1980s. And it was a purposeful destabilization of Italy's largest bank by a group called the P2, who I think were Illuminati, and one of their many guises, the idea being to take over Italy. And it caused disruptions worldwide. The people involved, Sindona and Calvi, both died mysteriously. Marcinkus went into hiding at Sun City, Arizona. And the epicenter of the whole thing was the Vatican. So it's sort of like the Dan Brown book.
Do you think that the Vatican is at the heart of the European Union? Because I'm trying to learn and ferret this out. I know Blair is converted so that he can be head of the EU. That's admitted. I know that the European Union, they say that is Roman Catholic, and that they want it to, you know, be the new, quote, center of a global Europe, according to the British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, and that the Treaty of Rome set up the European Union, and now U.S. Army documents have been declassified. You probably know about this, that the Nazis knew they were going to lose in 44, so they put their money into dummy corporations and said, we will rise again as a European Union. Are you familiar with that?
Well, yeah, I'm familiar with that theory, and there is a lot of things to support that. First of all, some of the symbolism, even the flag of the European Union and of the Council of Europe is taken from the altar at the Cathedral of Strasbourg. That is those stars, circular stars. And there was a pre-runner, a forerunner to the European Union called the, Pan-Europa Union, and it was the same flag except with a cross in the middle of it. So,
stay there. Yeah. Let's do 5 more minutes on the other side with our guest, Dr. Jonathan Levy, VaticanBankClaims.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Since 1991, The 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
You know, I wanted to get Jim Tucker on last hour, but they got him now, so he's coming up in about 3 minutes. He was at Bilderberg. He always learns more in hindsight than he even learns while he's there, so we'll get an update from him and then go to Omid in Sweden, Tex in Texas, Lance in Connecticut, Stephen in Texas, Jonathan in Connecticut. I'll at least get to those, get a few other key news articles. Finishing up with Dr. Jonathan Levy, his lawsuit against the Vatican for their activities. You know, I've studied the New World Order power structure, and it just looks like every major nation in the West, the East, they're all just run by strong men, special interests, and they all just meet together and, you know, are setting up this, you know, a world system with less and less freedom. From your research, I mean, are you saying you think the Vatican is the most powerful force in the world, or are you just saying it's run by a mafia, or are there factions in the Vatican? I mean, because you're quite a Vatican expert and have been suing them for 10 years, and you're a professor, you know, that studies these type of things. I mean, what's your bottom line view on that?
No, bottom line, they ought to drag the books, you know, the account books out of the Vatican and audit them. That's what they ought to do. And if you did that, you'd get to the bottom of a lot of mysteries, you know, including maybe even what happened to Bernie Madoff's billions. Who knows what's in there?
Yeah, good old Bernie Madoff, just another case of that. So where is your suit going? I mean, it's getting a lot of media attention. It's been going on 10 years. Have they exhausted all their legal tricks? Or are you going to prevail, or what's happening?
Well, we hope we're going to prevail. We're on the sixth amended complaint, which means we've had to amend the lawsuit six times. Of course, the Vatican has bottomless legal resources. Right now, the case against the Vatican Bank itself is up again in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. This time on the issue of immunity, can you even sue the Vatican Bank in the United States? And then the other part of the lawsuit is proceeding slowly but proceeding, and that's against the Franciscan Order, who were the actual foot soldiers of the church involved in laundering this concentration camp money.
Amazing. Okay, well, Dr. Jonathan Levy, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Take care. Yeah, we're trying to give you all perspectives here, and before we go to Jim Tucker, and I want to ask Jim Tucker this question. I've studied it. The Vatican's its own city. It's above the law. The Federal Reserve's private. It tells us on the news it's above any law. We're now told the bankers are above the law with the banker bailout. The District of Columbia says they have immunity and are above the law and are an incorporation. There's all these, the Cayman Islands say they're above the law. It's just basically, mafias take over groups or set up organizations and then declare they're above the law. And now it's a bunch of these groups teaming up. They form the New World Order. So they're all guilty. Israel, is a private, you know, basic corporation, and there's different people that live there. But the point is the elites are using it as a command base. I mean, it's the same story over and over again. Let's go to Jim Tucker. Jim, good to have you on with us.
Always a pleasure.
Hey, you just heard the point I was making. What's your take on what's at the top of the New World Order? I mean, I see it as a bunch of pyramids that kind of nest inside each other like Russian dolls, or it all nexuses in. The head of the CFR is also one of the heads of the Bilderberg Group. The heads of the Bilderberg Group are the heads of the Club of Rome, and it's just all interconnected.
Yes, it is. Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission. And, of course, as we've said so many times, the Council on Foreign Relations has a clique at the top, they have 3,000 to 4,000 members. The clique at the top will handle the Bilderberg propaganda. And what we talk about today will be forthcoming in the months ahead as white papers issued by the CFR advocating those very points.
That's right. Every time you have your inside sources, you put out what they said, and then we see the white papers, word for word, what Tucker says come out. No source like Tucker out there. Okay, in hindsight, what was this year's Bilderberg like? What key intel did you get that you didn't relay to us last week? Where is the world going? Are things going well for Bilderberg, Jim Tucker?
Things are not going well for Bilderberg. The patriotic Americans and the patriotic nationalists from Europe are blocking Bilderberg very effectively. But that does not mean we can let our guard up, because they're still bent on a world government. They're still working as grim-faced as they are toward a world government. And some of the plans they set forth now would eliminate large amounts of our national sovereignty of our country and that of other countries around North America, Europe, and even the entire world. Now, this year, as we discussed before, big on the agenda was how to exploit the current economic meltdown and the alleged swine flu pandemic in order to create a global Department of Treasury, a global Department of Health. The Federal Reserve would evolve into the UN's global Department of Treasury. The World Health Organization would evolve into the United Nations as the Department of Health. Obviously, that would surrender great gobs of sovereignty. So Carl Bildt, the longtime luminary, Bilderberg luminary, also a luminary on the Trilateral Commission, and the former Prime Minister of Sweden, now Minister for Foreign Affairs, he delivered a major speech in arguing exactly for that. He said the world economic meltdown is, quote, once in a generation crisis, while global warming is a once in a millennium challenge. We are at a crucial time, he told, Bill said. The order of magnitude of the world crisis are more challenging than we are used to. The world economic recession has already reversed strong annual growth rates in many developing nations and in some parts of Europe, and has the potential to bring down governments. When we hit bottom, we can't be sure when, where we'll bounce back up, says Bilderberg says. I mean, Bill tells Bilderberg. This is an urgent economic crisis unlike anything we have dealt with in living memory.
So, Jim Tucker, you're giving us actual transcript from your sources inside?
No, what I'm giving you is quotes given to me by sources inside.
Yeah, no, I understand. So, but you're giving us...
It's not a type transcript. It's my handwritten notes.
Okay, it's bullet points. Yeah. You know, there's 179 now to audit the private Fed. Is that worrying them? I mean, you said that they're worried about the anti-Lisbon treaty. I keep calling it Lisbon. I know that's the capital of Portugal. Lisbon. I know they're upset about the Lisbon treaty.
Yes, they're trying to pressure the Irish into reversing itself in a referendum, which is required for the Lisbon treaty to take place, to take effect. And somehow it strengthens the European Parliament, the European Union's Parliament. I don't see how it could get stronger, because it could already pass laws and impose them on the individual member nations. They'd also have more of a permanency to the presidency instead of rotating every few minutes to another, and a more powerful cabinet type of operation. All of that is to enhance, of course, the European Union, which is already enhanced, is a major section of the world government, like the American Union is to evolve into under their plans. But as I said, their plans have been set back. They thought in the 90s they were very confident that by the year 2000 there would be an American Union. We would all be happy to surrender sovereignty to the American Union, which would involve the entire Western Hemisphere, to an American Union legislative body that could impose laws and have an American Union court that could be superior to our own Supreme Court.
Sure, Jim, in the time we've got with you, some other questions. You said this was the most security ever saw. Did that backfire on them? They arrested and detained American reporter from American Free Press, London Guardian reporter, other reporters, and just tourists 2 miles away, 2.5 miles away, arresting people. And that all these years the media has denied it existed. Now it was in the AP. It's in Politico. It's in even some major U.S. papers. It was in British papers. I mean, the mere fact that they keep trying to be so secretive, it looks like all those years of denial is now backfiring on them, and that their heavy hand is backfiring.
Yes, it is. And it's a breakthrough that I haven't seen the AP story yet, but they have a substantial story on Bilderberg.
Yeah, it was whitewashed. The headline, in fact, pull it up, guys, for folks at PrisonPlanet.tv watching, please, and for listeners. It was Nationalist Protest Bilderberg, or Nationalist Protest Elite Meeting, something like that. And in fact, just put Bilderberg in and then put Nationalist Protest, Greek Nationalist Protest, the word Bilderberg, it'll bring it up. Here it is, Greek Nationalist Protest Bilderberg Club Meeting. Okay, I was right the first time with the memory. And it's AP, police heavily guarded a luxury resort in Greece on Saturday where a secretive annual rendezvous of top politicians and business leaders reportedly took place. That's a first, I think, for AP, Jim.
It is, because AP has been under tremendous pressure all these years to never use the word Bilderberg from the Washington Post, L.A. Times, and the New York Times. All three of those major newspapers are owned by Bilderberg. That is philosophically owned because they've all attended these meetings. Washington Post publishers attend every meeting of Bilderberg since 1954, and they make their solemn promise to report nothing. They pressured AP to not use the word Bilderberg. So this is a...
So doesn't this completely discredit them, Jim, because they've said it doesn't exist all these decades. Everybody's heard this doesn't exist. Now they have to admit it. That's A. B, there were a whole bunch of news articles, one in the New York Times yesterday, and it implied we're delusional and doesn't exist. Other reviews of this film about myself and others, you're in it. It's called New World Order. You know, that crew that was following us around for a few years.
Yeah.
There are actual film reviews I've read by major publications that say we are schizophrenic when we were in Chantilly, Virginia, that nothing happened. There was no meeting, Jim. We are just complete loons. AP doesn't exist. This doesn't exist.
And who's saying that?
I could pull them up. It was when they had South by Southwest. That was like three different major film reviews saying Jones is insane and believes a secret group is meeting. Jones believes they're hiding behind trees and following him. Jones is insane, yeah.
Well, they're cute.
But, I mean, that will discredit them, won't it?
Certainly will. And as I say, the where it is closed, the... among the American people. Well, you saw at Chantilly all those young Ron Paul types of kids out there, and we had Americans coming from as far away as Los Angeles to Greece to chase down Bilderberg. And the as we said, the number of reporters, as usual, as, in recent years in Europe has been very large. The bigger, the more they make an ass of themselves, the more ink they get, which they do not want.
Well, it's like when they grabbed me for 15 hours that time and you had to come with the media and get me out of the jail cell, basically. That blew up in their face and was all over the news. There was no coverage of it till they did that.
And that's exactly what they wanted to avoid.
Well, for masters of the world, which they brag they are in their own minutes, why can't they figure that out, that arresting us is going to give more attention?
I don't think they're very bright. Must be too much inbreeding.
Jim, I'm not going to keep you much longer, but any other observations? I know you got great reports at AmericanFreePress.net. Anything else you learned from this year?
I'd urge all patriots within the sound of our voices to tell their congressmen and senators right now that they're going to be pressured to embrace the International Criminal Court, which, of course, would be another... a huge surrender of national sovereignty to a court that be superior to our own Supreme Court. Bilderberg's instructed Obama, who's there, Willing Wilkie, as I started calling him, to try to get it passed early in the year 2011. Their strategy is this. As you recall, Bill Clinton, Bilderberg himself, signed off on the International Criminal Court, but a test vote in the Senate showed more than 90 senators voting against it. But many of those left-wing senators did not want to vote against it, but they were scared of their constituents because they heard from them. Now, what Obama is going to sweet-talk the left-wing senators in his own party, and maybe a couple of deserters in the Republican Party, don't worry, this can be done very quietly when the new and more left-wing Congress is elected in 2010, in January of 2011, when the new newly elected Congress is seated. On a Saturday night, late on a Saturday evening, we'll quietly pass, the Senate will quietly ratify the International Criminal Court.
And by the way, that just won't kill sovereignty. The International Criminal Court has no free speech, no rights. Very tyrannical. Now, what about Iran? What about Iran is, because the word is they're talking with Israel about letting them hit them in the next couple years. What do you know about that from Bilderberg?
Bilderberg is not, is very concerned about whether or not there'll be a big conflagration in the Middle East with, Israel doing a preemptive strike. I don't know for sure, but I think they're, telling Israel to try to take a deep breath now, because they are concerned, of course, they have heavy oil interests in the region themselves, that Israel does what now calls a preemptive strike against Iran. Iran fires back, and there's a nuclear holocaust in the Middle East. So they seem to be very nervous about that.
All right. What about their global carbon taxes? We know they're getting those in Europe, but they're having trouble in the U.S. Any word on that?
Well, they're still pressing for legislation they've had pending before the United Nations, unknown to the American people and to the public at large for 3 years or so, to create a global U.N. tax on oil at the wellhead, just a penny or two to start with. You wouldn't even notice you're paying it. But symbolically, you'd be paying a direct tax to the world government every time you bought gasoline for your car or your lawnmower or oil for any purpose. And then, of course, over the years, it would be cranked up to a significant amount. But to set the precedent of a direct tax by the United Nations on the people of the world, that's what's most important to them, that symbol of all-powerful government.
Are they worried about the they're scared about the anti-EU movement. Are they figuring out we have 179 sponsors to audit the Fed and that the End the Fed movement is rising?
They're confident they can pressure enough congressmen to block it, but we can hope they're wrong. They're a little bit nervous about it, but they believe they'll be able to block it. We all hope they cannot.
All right. Folks, you can subscribe to American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net and get Jim's great reports. We have a link to the stories he's written at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can also get his book that we sell, Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, an incredible read of 30-plus years tracking and tracing them, the photos, the documents. It's just an amazing book. Get it at InfoWars.com. Jim Tucker, hey, look, it's got to feel good. Been doing this 35, 36 years, and now it's breaking all over the place. We salute you, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend, buddy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, come back with a final segment. You know, we were going to have Jim on earlier, and we got a time zone issue, so I'm sorry to the callers, but we'll see what happens on the other side. I got some important info coming up. Then I'll see you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Stay with us.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it. But with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazerid. Hazerid utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, 3 respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazerid.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazerid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazerid today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. The New World Order's war against humanity. Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
That was a jam-packed show. I got some final news I want to hit. Maybe we'll jam in a caller. Maybe we'll go into overdrive and take all these callers. Maybe that's the answer. Who knows? But I do want to tell the listeners about Infowars.com. We've added their ringtones on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You see the banner to AlexJonesRingtones.com. And that's a big ringtone Christian company that puts out Christian ringtones. They wanted to put out some Alex Jones ringtones. We're glad they're doing it, and it's a great way to wake up friends and family because you can hear me ranting and screaming. You can go listen to all the ringtones for free there at AlexJonesRingtones.com. Download the ringtones with me and support the InfoWar right now. Go to the listen to some of the ringtones like Obama, We're Under Attack, Mayday, 911 Was an Inside Job, Let Your Phone Wake Up People Around You. You want to contribute to the InfoWar, this is a great way to do it. It's, again, these are very obnoxious. And some of them aren't so obnoxious. And it's a great way to wake up people. So follow the banners on my website or go to AlexJonesRingtones.com. Also, Survival Seed Bank, this is just a great company. They have super high quality, non-hybrid, non-GMO seed lines. The UN, all the Monsanto are buying up the seed lines. Europe's passed laws where you have to be registered to be able to buy non-GMO seeds and to be able to hold seeds. We have that Guardian reporter on about that last week. I mean, this is just getting nuts. We all need to be self-sufficient. Gardening is fun. It's easy. Your kids will love it. You can do it in a small plot in your backyard. Start now. Now is the growing season. They got stuff that grows good in the summer and in the fall. 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or survivalseedbank.com. Check them out today, and I want to thank all our other sponsors as well. You know, the big issue here is they are deciding to kill the dollar right now. They are deciding to get rid of the U.S. AAA rating. They're just running out our debt, running up the nation's credit card before they finally drop the hammer on us. I meant to get to this on the show today. I covered some of it in the first hour. New terror plot, another government provocateur set up. And then we even have the news clips in this article from back in 2006 where they, the Christian black street kids, they said they were Muslim terrorists that were going to launch a ground war against the United States. They had no weapons, had no targets, weren't planning it. It's the same thing here where the FBI created the group, tried to give them the weapons, and just they do this to get anti-terror funding and to legitimize the MIAC report that they've put out and the DHS report demonizing patriots here in the country. There's another story here out of the Wall Street Journal I'm going to cover on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. when I'm back live. The Climate Industrial Complex World Business Summit on Climate Change, opening keynote address delivered by Al Gore. The Wall Street Journal hits the nail on the head here, explaining that it's like the military industrial complex, but that it is basically a select group of corporations that want to shake down industry and business and taxpayers and control every facet of our lives. So more and more truth coming out in mainstream media. This by Bjorn Lomborg out of the Wall Street Journal. I don't know how they let them do that in the Wall Street Journal, because Rupert Murdoch has directed all of his holdings. We've played their own corporate piece they put out to all their corporate members to push messages of global warming being real and being a dire threat. We need a global corporate tax. So that's an example of different camps within organizations. Of course, he just bought the Wall Street Journal a year ago. He may not have been able to purge all the reality-based people out of it. Again, sorry to the callers. I did take quite a few today, but we had four or five guests on today. So, and that's all about to restart on the streams at InfoWars.com. Being restreamed right now at InfoWars.com. And please don't forget the free podcast. It's linked up at the top of InfoWars.com where it says the Alex Jones Radio Show. Just click there. It's on that page. And please keep spreading the word about the show. We're waking a lot of people up. People are very fertile minds right now. So reach out to everybody. Great job, listeners, taking action this week. God bless you. Great job, crew, by the way. The Genesis.
Visit GCNLive.com.
Communications Radio Network. InfoWars.com. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent. And food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.